Blog Talk Radio.
BeatPlanet.com. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Boo, you lame. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Boo, you lame. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Boo, you lame. You won't change the same thing, I swear you lame. Bye.
One of those, she must have. I caught her walking out the beauty store. Hair wrapped up, sweatpants, a beauty dough. I strolled up on her like sexy, you beautiful. But that's something that you should know. Let me tell you where you should go. On a date with me, and I ain't talking to the movies though. I'm talking about a nice flight, champagne nightlife. Yeah, I see a gift in my eyesight. So I'm like, shit, it's whatever. We can do whatever. And fuck your boyfriend, baby, I can get it wetter. I'm sitting on leather, blowing on loud. We ain't seeing nothing but the clouds. No, don't look down. Trust me, you don't want to see the crowd. It ain't nothing but haters all around. And maybe this life, I can have you back home the next night. It can never be wrong if it feels right. Now tell me what you gonna tell them.
I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear.
Trips around the world, I can show you how I live. Why you trying to laugh when I ain't trying to kid? I've grown independent and I know to handle this. So, come and kick it with me, shawty. First in VIP, then we hit the at the party. Sipping on this Hennessy, got me feeling naughty. You got me in a trance with the way you move your body. You need to leave that lame alone. Send him a text like I ain't coming home. Turn your ring on while he's blowing up your phone. Too much shots of Patron, so you know just what I'm on. Penthouse, sweet top floor for the two of us. Flower petals, candles lit by the pool and Little mama, what's his name? You forgot? I told you he a lame and I'm taking his spot, so tell him.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
She was mad when she hit my phone talking about what you don't do. I'm like, fuck that, fuck him too. Keep talking about him, it's gonna make me not wanna talk to you. Baby, you that deal, don't let that nigga tell you different. He said it was something wrong with you, well, I must have missed it. Your body exquisite, your thoughts explicit. I swear I go wherever just to kick it. I'm winning. I'm finding that Remy ounce of that drove. If you prefer another substance, let me know. And I ain't gon' lie, baby, you the business. If your body was a building, then I'm living in a prison. This is where I'm chillin'. Shorty got me caged in. Got my niggas wonder why the hell I spend my days in. Catches at the day's end. Even though I got a crib, we just like to fuck and swim. My little lover, homie, friend.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This your girl, Miss Queen T. Welcome to the Miss Queen T and Magasia Show right here on Next to Blow Radio. Tonight, Magasia is not on the line with me, unfortunately, but shout out to her. She handling her business. I will be having a special guest tonight. So as soon as he calls in, I will introduce him. And shout out to everybody that's tuned in. I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice over here. Y'all got to bear with me. But shout out to everybody tuned in. If you guys want to tune in, you guys definitely can. Make sure you guys dial. I'm about to give out my phone number. I mean, dial 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. Make sure you guys press that one to go live. Also, if you guys want to log in the chat box, y'all definitely can do that. Make sure you guys log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/next to blow radio. Also, if you guys got Google Play, Android phones, make sure you guys go download the Next to Blow Radio app. I was around somebody yesterday, and I was like, oh, shit, y'all got the Next Level Radio app. I didn't even know they had it. So shout out to you. You know who you is. Tuned in. But definitely make sure you guys hit me up on Facebook, Miss Queen T Promo. That's MZQUEENT Promo. Also on Twitter, at Miss Queen T. Also hit up Magathia. She's at she_is_Magathia. How about y'all tweet her and tell her ass to get back? No, I say shout out to her, though. I miss her. She'll be back next week, though, with me. Also, she'll be back on tomorrow for Next the Blower Hell No segment. But tonight, you know what I'm saying, I don't got no topics, no interviews, just straight request line. I'm going to get into some of these callers and stuff like that, you know. Definitely network with the people or whatever. So and that being said, like I said, if you guys want to request anything, if you guys definitely press the 1, and I'm going to get into these callers as they come in. And hopefully my co-host calls in ASAP 3030, wherever you at. But let's go ahead and get into the first caller from the 708 area code. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
Yeah, what up? It's the one and only Danny B on the line calling from Chicago. What up, Miss Queen T?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Shout out to Agassia and her absence tonight.
I know, right? Go ahead and tweet her ass and tell her Miss Queen T misses her already.
So what's going on with you? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm over here a little sick under the weather, but you know what I'm saying? I do what I do. Have to keep the show going. Everybody wants to, you know, request their music and tune in. Let everybody know, you know, say who you are, where you are. I know you said Chicago, but is that where you're from? And
yeah.
Let everybody know a little bit about your music. And I know you got a song you're about to request, too. Your manager has sent in some music.
Yeah, shout out to my squad real quick. I want to shout out Tony Cartel, Ray Chills, my manager Papa Bear, and I want everybody to follow me on Twitter, at Danny B Music. That's Danny spelled D-A-N-N-I-E. And, yes, I would love to request a song. The name of the song is my new 2013 summer heat. It's called Bank Breaking.
Definitely. Yo, Danny, we're going to get into that song. I want to take a couple more callers, then we're going to get into that mix, and that definitely will be the first song in the mix, okay?
Definitely. That's what's up.
All right. Appreciate you for calling in. And shout out to Ray Chill, too. Tell her I said hello.
Yeah, for real. Shout out to the Hell Squad. All right, Miss Queen T. Appreciate you.
All right, Danny. Appreciate you. Shout out to you. I love Chicago.
Yep, all day.
All right, then. But I still love the Vikings, though. No, I'm playing. Let me stop. I don't even want to get into sports right now. But let's go ahead and get into the next caller. I know who this is. It's my boy, Crash. What's up, Crash?
What up?
You see, I'm over here alone today. I mean, I'm supposed to have a co-host and all, and he MIA on me.
Damn, that's crazy. I got to find me a co-host for Thursday. I'm trying to figure it out.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, hello, we can co-host together. No, I'm playing. But let everybody know who you is, what you do, and you know what I'm saying, how they can find you and stuff like that. And you got a request as well.
Hold on, let me get the tagline ready. You know what it is, it's Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crest the Catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'ma get shot for the shit I say, but I'ma say it anyway. Mr. In the Group, so fucking smooth. Co-host of the show, Next Up Below, let go. Yeah.
Dang, I see you added some shit to that.
Nah, that's pretty much the same thing.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It got a little bit longer. It got a little bit longer, though.
Because I slowed it down a little bit.
Oh, you said, okay then. Okay, whatever happened to you, whatever happened to you, say kaboom or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean,
kaboom really didn't catch on, so I just dropped it.
I thought so. What did I tell you? Didn't I not tell you that?
Yeah, but I had to test the theory out, you know what I mean?
Okay. All right.
I had a round table discussion with some dear friends of mine that was like, fuck what you thinking. No. Yeah. So yeah, that's how it went.
Well, damn. I see you had made a status earlier about, like, taglines and stuff. I saw dope-ass music in that tagline, too.
Yeah, yeah. The tagline click. Yeah. It's me, dope, and suave. Tagline click.
Agreed. Well, shout out to y'all click.
Appreciate it.
I'm going to work on one, okay? I'm going to try to work on one.
Right. We all need taglines. That's all I'm saying. We all need to.
Something like that.
But I do have a quick request.
What's that? What's your request?
Snapback by my team. The old flame and Ask for the Veteran.
What is it on the switchboard?
Snapback.
Okay, I got you. All right, I'm gonna keep your mic live with us, okay?
No doubt.
All right. I'm going to get into the next caller, and if you guys want, like I said, if you guys want to go live, press the one to go live with us. And Sue's 30, if you want to line, make sure you press one to go live with us, live with me, because I'm not sure which number you is on the switchboard. I know your area code, but I don't see it. So if you're calling from a different one, let me know. But we're going to get into the next caller from the 347-933. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
Come on, man. You know this is Doc from Brooklyn.
What up, Brooklyn? I mean, my bad, man. I'm going to say, what did I say last time, Mr. 347?
We're going to
call you Doc now. We know your name now, Doc.
But y'all been knew my name. I've been telling y'all what it was from last week.
I know. I'm playing. I'm only fucking with you. You know that, right?
I know. I'm glad you know, Mr. T.
So what you got going on today?
You know, man, sooner than you know, next to blow radio, you know. I knew this is the next radio station to blow. Right? Some little shit.
Great. I know I gotta. I actually forgot to upload your song. You know, I'm gonna get into this mix, and then what I'm gonna do is upload your song. So I know can't. So you can go ahead and request it. So I'm gonna upload it right now while we get into that mix. Okay.
Which one though? Which one you wanna upload?
I don't know. I'm about
to
check my email right now because I know you had sent in some music, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to hear that laser tag or where your guns at.
What is it called?
Where your guns at?
Where your guns at?
Tag, one of the two.
Okay, I got you. I'm going to check the email and stuff, and I'm going to upload that shit now, okay?
Well, they're looking good. In the meantime, everybody that's listening, y'all can follow me on Instagram at Scrap87. Again, that's Scrap87. Or y'all can follow me on Twitter at DATGOW89. Holla at me, hit me up, you know what I'm saying? Brooklyn, we in the building.
All right, definitely. Shout out to you. Make sure, and shout out to you for sending that music to Next to Blow or Hell No. Definitely appreciate that. And again, you guys are tuning in to the Miss Queen T. Magasia show. This your girl, Miss Queen T, the one and only. Magasia is gone today, you know what I'm saying? I'm filling in for myself. Like I said, call in 718-664-9115. We're about to get into a short little mix. Shout out to the 661, I see you. 972, I think that's dope-ass music. 270-334-484-609, I see y'all. Don't go nowhere. Let's get into the song. First song right here, Ray Chills. Danny B at Bank Breaking. Let's go. Hey, y'all. Break it.
Like a life is being sliced by a bunch of that dick and throw like I'm trying to break a windpipe. She like the gagging freaky ass and baby girl get away, licking on my chest while I'm molesting her breast. She's on the glazed over morning, let me know that. This pussy, I own it up in a sexual moment. Bubble bouncing, pumping on that ass like I'm trying to split it. Flip a body like a pancake when I hit it. She see a nigga in her dream, guillotine a monster. Fucking the devil called fuck, cause I be the problem.
Fresh death of my fitted. She snap back and come with it. She snap back and come with it. She snap back and come with it. And I'ma go get her, and I'ma go get her, and I'ma go get her. And I'ma go deep in that winter toss the back. I'm fresh to death for my fitted. She snapped back to come with it. She snapped back to come with it. She snapped back to come with it. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go deep in that winter toss the back.
All right then. Yo, Crash, I'm digging that song. First time I heard that track. Shout out to you guys, Old Flame, Crust Catalyst, Asphalt, and with that song right there, Snap Back. I like to welcome my co-host. I know he's like super late.
What's going on with the queen?
What's up? Everybody, I would like to welcome our special co-host tonight. I'm going to let him go ahead and introduce himself and let him know, let him tell y'all a little bit about him and how y'all can find him and all that good stuff.
Okay, well, Queen, this is 3030 the Motherland Prince, y'all. To everybody listening out there, happy spring break. I know it don't seem like spring depending on what part of the country you in, but we out here, we still representing. I'm with Gangsta Chronicles, and I'm sure y'all done heard of us, Untouchables, Gangsta Chronicles. And we calling out of the DMV area. I'm here to help my baby, Miss Queen T, host her show tonight, and we're going to have a good time.
Definitely. I appreciate that. Who you got there in the background? I hear somebody in the background.
That's my man, Half Dog, right there. You know, Villain Saturday.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. Tell him I said hello.
He said, what it do, Queen? What it do?
What it do? What it do? So I see y'all traveling. Y'all in Pennsylvania or something like that. What y'all got going out there?
We in Pennsylvania, right? Actually, came up here to see Hav for the day.
Okay. What y'all got planned for tonight? Y'all going to get it in?
Oh, definitely. Always we do that. We do the Patron night. Tonight is Don Julio night, though. We ain't doing the Patron tonight. We doing Don Julio. So, shots. If you're in Pennsylvania, hit me up and come through and have some shots with the Gangsta Chronicles crew.
How does the Patron night thing go? Like, let everybody know what the hell y'all do with this Patron shit.
Patron nights. Let me explain this to you. The Patron nights, to me, started when I was in Atlanta one night. And the amount of Patron that we drank had me wake up the next morning. Like, you seen the movie Hangover before?
Yeah.
Part one or part two, it don't even matter. If you seen the movie Hangover, that's how we do Patron nights. Like, it's the most that you can drink in one night. We shooting them all night long, and it's shots back to back as long as you can handle them. I guarantee you when you wake up the next morning, you will not remember a damn thing that you did the night before. So that's a good night right there. That's a party right there.
So do you be out in blackout mode all the time? I mean, is that what you letting us know? Like,
no, I don't be in blackout mode all the time. But when I put on black, I fade to black. So when we definitely know when it's gonna be. We definitely know when it's gonna be a Patron night.
All right then. Well, I'm trying to get into that Patron night. You feel me? Well, I don't even need Patron to black out though. I done blacked out a few times.
What's your drink of choice, Wayne?
I like E&J. I like dark. You feel me?
The easy
D's. But yes. But you know what though? But look, Miss Queen T drink whatever. So if y'all have a bottle. Bring it over. You feel me?
Well, hey, Queen.
I'm a drinker. I love to drink. I'm not 420
Queen.
Friendly. I'm not. What's that?
When you get with me in person and we doing our night, trust and believe me, we are not going to have any E&J. We're not going to have an E&J. And I know that's your favorite. But if it's brown, it's going to be some 1738 Remy. Or maybe, you know, some XO Hennessy or something like that. We don't really do the brown too much. We used to do it a lot, but now it's basically the Patron or the Don Julio. So that's what we on tonight. All right. And when I get my
right, babe. I'll drink whatever. As long as you in my presence, we can drink whatever. And we both can black out together. Say it away. You feel me?
You make that sound so kinky, Queen, and I love it.
I got to. You feel me? Y'all don't know. This is like, I ain't gonna say it because I got people listening that might feel offended. But this my dude right here, y'all. This my dude. Like, make sure y'all hit him up. Dude is mad cool. 3030 DMP the Murderland Prince on Twitter. Make sure you guys hit him up. I just came up with a topic tonight, so shout out to everybody that's tuned in. If you guys are trying to go live, I see all the numbers trying to go live with us. Don't go nowhere because I got this. I got more music coming up, but I got a topic I want to talk about. I want everybody. I know a lot of people are artists on here, and people, you know, critic everybody else or, you know, say talk about everybody giving advice for artists. So what I want you guys to do when I bring you guys live, I want you guys to let us know something. Music 101, what advice you got for these other artists? I want to know. Hashtag Music 101. So we're going to get into the next caller. And, Doc, I got your song uploading right now, so don't go nowhere. What'd you say, 30?
Oh, no, I'm following your lead, boo, and I love this topic tonight. I'm real interested in hearing what, you know, the insiders got to say tonight. We're going to definitely be listening for that, and I'm going to be adding in on a few things myself, so I'm definitely interested in hearing what the callers got to say tonight. It's going to be interesting tonight.
Music 101, let's go. 661-748, you're live. Who is this and where are you calling from? Area code 661. I think that's California. What's up? You live? Who is this and where are you calling from?
Yo.
Dang, with your deep voice.
Yeah. What's up with you, my nigga?
It's the Mexican Barry White. What's going on?
Hey, look. Hey, we're going to... I can hear his... But I can't understand what you're saying, so we're going to need... Let's make sure that we don't get nothing tonight, man.
I said...
Do that thing loud, man. I know you get a lot louder than...
I said, I eat pussy. What's going on?
Yo, what up, Dirty, Smoothie? That's my homeboy. What's up, Smooth? See, you can't get me, yo. And I heard you're the Mexican. What'd you say? You're the Mexican Barry White?
I'm the Mexican. I'm trying to prepare my voice for R&B night. You know what I'm saying?
It was crazy. Smooth, let everybody know about what you do or whatever and stuff like that. And I know you got a request to get in, and you got a Music 101, hashtag Music 101 for these artists since you're a DJ and all.
Hashtag Music 101. Like advice?
Anything. Music 101. Give advice, something not to do.
Advice.
Anything.
Don't steal other artists' lyrics. I've been hearing a lot of that, though. A lot of these artists, they be stealing each other's lyrics and shit. You know, come up with your own shit, goddamn.
Right, definitely. Yeah. All right, I agree with you. That's the original. Be original, y'all. No stealing lyrics.
Be original, and I mean, if you write it on 22, don't rap that you on 24. You know what I'm saying?
My man, now you said about other artists stealing other artists' lyrics.
Yeah, they be stealing each other's lyrics. I've been hearing a lot of that. They're just like reworded around, but they be using the same motherfucking lyrics.
Well, yeah, and I definitely can agree with you right there. But the reason why I agree with you right there is because the majority of the artists, in my opinion, these days are not really, like, coming with the lyrics. This, you know, like, they're not, the consumers aren't really making the artists work, you know?
Yeah.
So when you steal from that, it's not really much to steal from. And when you, you know, you're trying to make, you get what I'm saying? It's not really much to steal from right there, and that's what it taints the music.
Yeah. That's true, though. I mean, be original, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely. Got to be original.
Well, I know when I put out my song, I'm going to put a little twist to it, but I'm going to steal 30-30 lyrics. The same.
Hey, and just don't rap about no Care Bears and shit. I heard about my homie Dope telling me something like that.
Speaking of Dope, let's go ahead and bring his ass in. Dope, go ahead and introduce yourself real quick and talk about this Care Bear song you got going.
Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's. Mr. Google Bowl Team, No Filter, West Coast Bay Area stand-up. A.K.A. Mr. Beamy Bitches, A.K.A. Mr. Visa, because I'm where these lame niggas want to be, and A.K.A. I'm Mr. Ziploc. I keep it fresh and tight. Now, I mean, shout out to my man, Chris the Catalyst, tagline team in the building. What's up, Smooth? What's up, Dirty Dirty? What's up, Queen?
What up?
Real quick, though, man. I got to say something real quick, though. Dope, man. I need an introduction like yours, dog. You know, it's every time you call in, that bitch gets longer and longer.
Hey, Smooth, you got one. This is Bruce with J.R. Smooth, a.k.a. Mr. Governor of Texas, a.k.a. Mr. Pancho Villa, a.k.a. Tequila and Burritos for everybody. Now, I mean, that's what I'm talking about right there, Smooth.
A.K.A. Tacos and Burritos, a.k.a. Nah, hell no.
A.K.A. It was like Big Mac. Hey, that's you, Smooth, right there.
a.k.a. Juan Valdez and his coffee. No, I'm just fucking with you.
Call me back. Call me right back.
All right. So what's your 101, my man? What's your 101?
My 101 is, man, get some original music. Man, quit sounding like everybody, like, I remember everybody started sounding like Lex Luger, and everybody started, like, sounding like, I mean, get your own shit. Like, get your own production team or become a producer yourself and develop your sound, because all the great artists that I've ever heard, from N.W.A. to Public Enemy to Eric B. Rakim to fucking Cash Money when they had Manny Fresh to fucking, I just, Jay-Z, Kanye West, everybody came out with their original sound, separated themselves from everybody else. And then once you separate yourself from everybody else, then you can jump on other people's shit. But until then, carve your own fucking lane.
Right.
Fast music.
I feel you on that one right there for sure.
Yeah, don't do that.
And shout out to my man J.R. Smooth, who's gonna be hosting my mixtape. Now I mean, shout out to my man.
Oh yeah.
Hi.
Okay.
I see that. Y'all gotta let me. When you gonna drop that mixtape, dope?
It's dropping on May 1st. You know what I mean? It's called California Gangsta's Paradise. You already know Bang is gonna be on there, Queen. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you.
Gonna be on there.
I'm gonna go ahead and slap that bang bang for y'all.
Hey, real quick, though, I wanted to give you a little sneak peek, a little leak on how I'm gonna start the intro on Dope's mixtape. I'm gonna say something.
Okay,
like,
let me hear this shit.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Pancho Villa, and you tuned in. Everybody, I couldn't finish you, man. But it's definitely going down though, man. California. Man, I forgot the name of the mixtape.
Hey, look, if Smooth never remembered everything that we said, he'd be dangerous. So, hey, Smooth is going to write it down, and he's going to say the shit, you know what I'm saying? He's going to say it like one day at a time. He's going to be like, I'm going to say the beginning part on this day, and I'm going to come back.
Hey, let me ask y'all this. Y'all out on the West Coast, right? The Bay Area, right?
I'm in the Bay. My man, he's the governor of Texas. He's out there.
I'm in Texas, homie. Governor of Texas. I'll be back.
Okay. I got one of my homies out there in the Bay Area. I'm not sure if you know him, Vic Nasty. You ever heard of him? He's a producer out there in the Bay Area.
Mick Nasty?
Vic.
Like
Vic Nasty.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Mick. I was like, oh, that's a clean ass McDonald's plug right there. yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I know. You know what I mean? I done scoped his Reverb Nation.
Okay, well, that's what's up, man. Vic Nasty definitely out there doing his thing on the production level. So if you out there doing the music thing, make sure you get up with him. He got, man, Vic Nasty. I done heard some of his tracks. And Slim is definitely putting his work in out there. He grinding, you know, he doing his thing. So if you're out there in the Bay Area, make sure you get up with Vic, man, and let him know you need that. He going to supply you with what you need.
Yeah, I mean, and another tidbit, y'all quit buying these goddamn beats off of SoundClick and then try to pass them off on your own and put that shit on iTunes and you just leased it, you dumb motherfuckers. And then
You know, everybody trying to take a shortcut. Everybody trying to find a shortcut to take nowadays, man. And earlier, you know, one of the first comments about having the originality, you can't take the shortcuts when you're trying to have originality. You got to craft your own style. Mm. You got to make sure that it's something that's going to be acceptable to the public that you're trying to put your music out to. Because I know a lot of people, a lot of artists that they listen to a song or they create a song in the studio and it may not even be their own style, but it's always cranking to the artist, to the individual artist himself is cranking. But the artist needs to understand that he's not making music for himself or herself. You know, the artist is making music for the people that's the consumers.
Yeah.
So keep it original, but make sure that you can kind of, you know, adapt to
what's in style right now. You can still have your own lane and everything like that, but you got to find a way to get in first, you know, especially. And that's if you an artist that's trying to come up, you on the rise, or you just trying to break into the game. You got to always understand that the people that's listening to the music are the ones that's going to put you on that pedestal. Those same people can knock you off of that pedestal.
And hire yourself a marketing consultant. You know what I'm saying? So you know what your market is. How the fuck you going to sell records and you don't know who the fuck you're selling it to?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
hey,
you gotta,
real
you
quick,
know,
though, I was going to say, back to those beats that you were talking about, Dope. I caught me one of those beats off of SoundCloud. I flipped that bitch around and I added my drop, JR Smooth Beats. I sold it on iTunes.
Hey, you can do that. I'm telling you, man. Promo will be going.
Yeah.
Hey, Trinidad James got a free download. Got a free, and that beat was a free fucking download. I know that motherfucker on SoundCloud kicking himself in the ass right now because he gave that free download with no exclusive rights. You dumb son of a bitch.
Turned all the way up, my nigga. That's what's happening.
Hey, Queen, I'm sorry we took over your show, but you know what I'm saying? You know how when me and Smooth get on the air. Shout out to my man,
3030.
Hey, look.
No, it's all good. I love y'all. Y'all know that.
Keep it 100% all the time.
Yo, I'm a slap that bang bang, so make sure you guys stay on. I'm going to keep y'all mics live, so go ahead and mute y'all phone. Dope.
Let me do a quick shout out, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Shout out to that chick on Facebook posting before and after before she wore her booty panties and then after she wore her booty panties. That's fucked up. You seen that shit? You seen that shit on Facebook?
Hey, did she get arrested for sucking dick in public?
Oh, hey, shit.
Warning to all those bitches out there, ratchet assholes, don't suck dick in public because they'll put you in jail, goddammit.
All right, hey, but listen to this. Now, tell me what you think about this. Is that really that taboo nowadays? This time, is that really that taboo?
What?
What was your question? I didn't hear the question.
No, you
mean like nowadays, like this at this day and time, something like that situation right there. Is that really like? Over the top right there. I mean, that's what it seemed like to me. That's the most of what I hear about in the music media nowadays and shit like that. Like, that's really like, it seemed like to me that's how everybody going nowadays. And if you're not, then they don't really even want to pay attention to it.
Yeah, you saying. Now, I'm not going to get my dick sucked in the middle of McDonald's while ordering some food, but if
you
I
mean to tell
theater,
me.
If I hey,
hold on. Go ahead. Go. I'm going to let you finish. Go ahead.
Now, if I'm in the back of the movie theater and, you know, my girl want to buy, you know, Slabby Bob, well, go ahead, baby. You know what I'm saying? She got to have some type of discretion and shit.
So if you was in the back of the McDonald's with the lights on and everybody in there and y'all was feeling a little freaky, you wouldn't be up for that?
Nah, because Dope Ass Music does not do well with motherfucking mugshots.
Yeah. I mean, one time I was at the McDonald's drive-thru, and you know what I'm saying? That happened, and by the time we got to the pickup window, the fucking cashier, all she heard was.
Hey, now that's cool. That's cool. That's in your car. Fuck what they doing. What you shouldn't be paying attention. Hand me my fries and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, so that's easy right there. So, but are you telling me that if you were sitting in the McDonald's, you know, prime time, everybody in there, maybe lunch break, then you wouldn't be up for that?
Nah, I can't, nah, because there's kids in there and shit. They don't need to be there.
Hell yeah.
You gonna learn about a Big Nick today? You gonna learn about a Big Nick today with your Happy Meal?
That's what's up, man. Hey, look, I done seen words, man. I done seen words. Some people don't know when to say no.
You know,
so y'all gonna turn down head no at them type of places? Like, y'all turn down head in public, though?
Hey, like, Queen, I don't think that they would. I mean, I don't know them personally, but I don't think they would, you know.
I would.
You wouldn't turn down my head no matter where you were.
I'd be like, Miss Queen T, let's go to between those cars real quick. Come on. Let's go.
Hey, Queen, you better take me to the motherfucking jungle gym then, because you ain't going to be sucking me on all you on the beach and shit.
But that's the era that we live in nowadays, man. I wouldn't be surprised to see it anywhere, man. I think just it wasn't too long ago, man. I think I was in the Baltimore Aquarium, and I seen some freaky shit like that going on, and it didn't even surprise me.
Wow.
But this was in the Baltimore Aquarium in the daytime when, like, family hour. You know, family hour. This was in the Baltimore Aquarium, and they was getting freaky in the Baltimore Aquarium. And when I saw it, it actually turned me on a little bit. I started thinking about, damn, well, maybe I need to come back to the aquarium sometime because, yeah, they up here doing what they do. Yeah, the aquarium is where it's at.
Now, one time she was sucking on me on a carnival ride. I got off the ride. I was like, woo, yeah. My homeboy was like, what's up? Was it a good ride? I said, nah, nigga, she can suck some dick.
Guess what? You definitely was trying to go back to the carnival after that, though, what?
Hell yeah.
So I know you were.
Like, how much is that carnival bracelet?
Y'all crazy. But look, y'all, we're gonna keep this music going. I gotta play some music or whatever. So thank you, Dope and Dr. Smooth for calling in. Don't hang up, okay?
I'm on it like bees in a burrito.
Be Smooth, Dope, man. Good call at y'all, man. Thanks for the 101.
Hey, oh, and make sure y'all definitely add my boy. I follow him. I tweeted y'all together. So, and that goes for everybody. I want you guys to network with 30. He's out in the DMV area, but he's traveling. So, thank y'all again. Hey. What's up?
Before you mute my mic, I just want to say something right quick. I want to get some music sent to my email. Can I shoot out my email address right quick?
Of course. Go ahead.
All right. Of course, you can send on over to smoothradiolive@gmail. And the ladies can call me at 1-800-CHOKE-THAT-HOE. No, I'm just fucking with you. make sure it's labeled artist and track artist name and the track's labeled MP3 format. I'm coming back on the air, man, Wednesday, so I want to come back, you know what I'm saying, full force, new music, new everything. But appreciate you having me on.
You know, it'll be cool, man. Hopefully you come on air on Thursday because tomorrow we're on air at the same time. So I'll be tuning in on Thursday if you come on air, okay?
Well, I guess I'll just move for Thursday then. That'll give me more time to upload and take care of little stuff here and there.
Oh, you doing that for me? Oh, you're so sweet.
You. Yeah, now let's go between those two cars real quick.
All right, well, you know me and Miss Queen is engaged, right? So that's...
he just let it be known,
y'all. I wasn't trying to say nothing, but damn.
All right.
I had to throw that in there, you know.
I take back my comment. I do not want to go with you in between the two cars, okay?
You come on out and have a great time. We're going to have a great time.
We love you, Miss Queen T. Next to Blow Radio is the hottest internet radio station. We're behind you, man, 100%. Appreciate you letting me come on, man.
Of course, definitely. You know I love y'all too.
That's what's up.
Friend status. See, y'all.
Friend status.
All right. No. Thank y'all for everybody for tuning in. I want to do shout-outs real quick. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to my co-host right now, if you guys don't know. Bogacia is MIA. Well, she's not MIA. She's handling business tonight. So So I'm going to need everybody, if y'all know Magasia, go ahead and tweet her, message her, tell her Miss Queen T, miss her. Let's see what she got to say. But I want to give a shout-out to everybody that's in the chat box. I want to shout-out Blast Your Thoughts Radio, JR Smooth Radio, Miss Giggle Road to Stardom Radio. Who else is on here? I don't even know who else is on there. Oh, Hot Hits Radio. Shout-out to them, Tennessee, St. Louis on deck. Shout-out to the 609, the 763, Miss Chocolate, I see you. The 220, the 478, 314, St. Louis, 334, 270. I appreciate everybody tuning in. I'm going to need y'all to press the 1 to go live with us. Also call in 718-664-9115. Follow me on Twitter at Miss Queen T M Z Q U E E N T. Also follow my co-host 3030DMP. The DMP stands for Demurtaland Prince. So I'm going to need y'all to link up with him. But we're about to get into a few tracks right now. The first track right here was requested by Doc. Where your guns at? Let's go.
Game. still coming clean. On a dope fiend, but I ain't tripping. Don't stop the feeling. I'm a player, get the meaning, getting money in the city. Oakland is the city of dope. Acho, let's go. Got a dangerous crew, and we wake you real bad way. So what you say, man, bang, I aim to kill.
Both them tracks right there. That was Stop Where Your Guns At, and that was Dope Ass Music, Bang Bang. Make sure you guys check them out. Shout out to them. Yo, let me go ahead and bring my co-host back in the line. What up, 30?
What up, with you, Queen?
What you think about that track? Those two tracks.
Hey, two tracks. You just heard right there. Next to Blow Radio. Hey, look, they're the Next to Blow. Show them love.
Next to blow.
Show them love.
Yo, again, you guys are tuned in to Miss Queen T. Magasia Show. Special co-host 3030, the Murderland Prince, you know, Next to Blow Radio. This is how we do it every Tuesday. 3030, unfortunately, is not here every Tuesday. I get the special privilege, you know what I'm saying, to have him on as my co-host tonight.
Girl,
yo, I
got to
make an announcement. 30, okay, so... So, you know, being in the industry that we are, you know, we have a lot of people. I mean, you probably have millions of people that want you feel me, that have crushing on you and stuff like that. I know I'm like the millionth one too, so. But after you made that statement, you know, a couple of my little supporters, my fans or whatever tuned in, they kind of feel some type of way about the comment you made.
Well, tell them it's enough love in the world. We can all have love, man. And it's not a swingers thing. I'm not saying it like that, but you know, we all gotta be we all gotta be satisfied. You know
what you trying to do? Pass me around? Like, damn.
No. That's why I said it's not a swingers type thing. We're not doing that. But you know, I want them to continue to show you love. And if you love Miss Queen T, then you love her. Love her all the time. Because that's what I'm going to do.
All right, then.
All right.
Shout out to Cream Row on Facebook, on Twitter. Shout out to Michael Washington. Shout out to 20 Gator King. Yo, 30, I'm going to need you to... get on your Twitter, bro. You haven't been on there since, like, the 26th, so.
I've been so damn busy, Queen. You know, the Hurricane Murderland Project is about to come out. We scheduling a couple of video shoots in the week coming. So, you know, we trying to fit a lot of stuff into a small window. That's like, I don't know if you ever seen, do y'all know who Rerun is? You know who Rerun is, Queen?
No, I'm sorry.
You don't know who Rerun is? Happy Day. What's happening back in the days? You know, Rerun, Dancer, Fred Berry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So imagine trying to sneak Rerun in through the back window. It's gonna make a lot of noise. You know.
Right. You gonna come out here with that, right?
You already know. Minnesota is definitely on my places to visit. And I got a couple reasons why I need to be there.
Right. Patron night.
Patron night with Miss Queen T. Yeah.
Yep. You already know. We're going to get it in. You don't fuck around and have to have a reason to come back here every time. You feel me? But no,
yeah.
Let me stop. Oh, my God. So shout out to everybody tuning in. I'm gonna get into some more callers right here. I had something on my mind I was gonna say, but I lost all control of what the fuck I was gonna say. You be sidetracking me. See, this man right here be sidetracking me, y'all.
When I get up there in person, we gonna sidetrack all day long. Sidetrack here, sidetrack there. You're going to be tracking everybody.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. No, what I was going to say, another thing, you know, we're talking about the Hurricane Myrtle, and if y'all don't know, 3030 was my second guest that me and Magasi had ever interviewed on our show, and we've been doing this since 2011, so, and I don't have no music on 3030 on the new switchboard since we moved over to Next Level Radio, and to mention, our one-year anniversary is May 3rd, so make sure you guys tune in. It's on a Wednesday, but what I went and did was went into my old email, right? I went into the archives and had to find some of your music.
You went into the archives to do this, Miss Quinn?
Hell yeah. I had to dig for them tracks for your Anytime. I got Anytime. I got New Money. I got Rock to the Beat. So I'm going to go ahead and get into one of your tracks with the next mix. So I'm going to need y'all to stay tuned with us because I want y'all to hear my co-host's music and what he got to offer for y'all. So, and definitely, if you guys are just now tuned in, we got a hot topic tonight. The hot topic is Music 101. What advice do you have for another artist or for artists out there in general? Anything. Music 101. So we're going to get into the next caller from the 334 area code. 740, you're live. Who is this and where you calling from? Hello, area code 334.
What's going on with you, babe?
Hey, what's happening?
I ain't too much,
is that, Sweetie B? That's Sweetie B?
Yeah, this is Sweetie B.
Hey, mama. No, I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear,
I can hear it now, but...
Is Sweetie B?
Sweetie B.
Yeah. Okay. What's up with you, Sweetie B? How you living tonight,
babe? I'm doing good. I've been listening to the show. I'm enjoying you guys. I'm really feeling the feel of the show tonight. I'm glad that you made it into the building dirty.
I'm glad. Thank you for having me, Tweet.
Yeah, we're glad you made it.
Even
over
though
here
he's hella late, right, Tweety B? Even though he's super late.
Right.
Queen, Tweety, just cut me a little bit of slack, because, you know, I'm trying to make it out here, and I'm taking it one day at a time. I apologize for keeping y'all waiting so long. I apologize. Can you accept my apology, please?
Yeah, since you said it so nicely, we'll accept your apology.
I did it for y'all. You know, I came up with that extra energy for y'all. I did it.
That's what's up. Well, I wanted to give my 101 to these artists.
Definitely. Let them know.
I wanted to say to them, don't just be an artist. If this is something that you really want to do, then you need to research the business. And when I say research the business, I mean you need to know what is a good deal for you. Because you can't just take any deal and not know what you're taking. You could be taking a deal where you get a penny off of every CD you make, and you be making CDs forever and don't ever see no money. You need to know the business when you're picking your lawyers, your accountants to handle your money, people that's going to work for you and, you know, speak for you and all of that. You need to know what you're getting into, because at the end of the day, if you're really going to do this and be, you know, good at it, you're going to have to make a choice. So it's all about how far you're willing to go with it as an artist. But if you're going to do this 24/7 and not work a job, you need to be spending the hours out of this day, every day, learning the business of what you say you are. So
right.
That's my advice to them.
Good advice, too. Great advice.
Yeah.
Great
that's
advice for all of the artists out there. That's great advice right there.
I definitely agree with you, Tweety B. And that's why I got so much respect for 3030, because, you know, 30, you do a lot. Like, you have a lot on your plate. Like, you do a lot of different shit besides music. I know a lot of artists, though. I respect artists that, you know, constantly doing something, staying busy and not being lazy and just keep it moving, you feel me? So.
Well, yeah, and to add to what Tweet said, Tweety, man, the importance of an artist that's trying to make a career out of music or entertainment is very important for them to understand that if you had a regular job, you get up in the morning, you go to work, you put your hours in, and you come back home. It's the same thing with the music industry. It's not like you can just sleep all day and wake up whenever you want to and do whatever you want to. I guess, you know, if you're already established and you got your name solidified, that's one thing. But if you're an artist that's trying to break into the industry, then you really have no time to sit back and just like this time. There's like zero time for that. So definitely I support that idea 100%.
Yeah, because these people out here will eat you alive. They will eat you alive. If they smell you are gullible and dumb and what they call wet behind the ears, it's over.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. They definitely will. They definitely will have you in a predicament where you kind of second guessing yourself on what career you chose. So that's definitely a plus right there. That's good information, right? That's great information right there. For all of the artists that's listening, that's great information right there.
Yeah, I hope they take it. I hope they really take it and run with it because it's important. I get tired of getting music in my studio, half-assed bios and tracks with just numbers and all of that kind of stuff. That's not business. It's not business, and I want these artists to really get it together because when the opportunity comes for us as radio hosts to promote you or to help you, we want to send people that's ready. We don't want to send people that's dumb and going to get chewed up and spit out with our name pushing behind you. We don't want
right.
that. We want people that's together. So just, you know, when you bring your music and stuff to the studio, do the homework and make sure it's right and correct so we can help you.
So, Tweet, tell me what you think about the music, the state of the music industry present day.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I can't relate to it, really. I don't know nothing about mollies and popping bottles and all that kind of crazy shit. I don't know nothing about that stuff. So when I get that kind of music in, and that's basically what's going on right now. You know,
right.
I play it because that's what people are into. Me personally, if I can't feel it, if I ain't never lived it and I ain't never been through it, and, you know, I don't really like it. And it is what it is.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm old school. I like Aretha Franklin and Marvin Gaye and, you know, the Staple Sisters and Etta James and people that sung songs that had meaning. You know what I mean? And it's not
right.
a lot to these new artists because with every generation, it changes. But right now, I ain't with the Dr. Seuss nursery rhyme rapping. That's just me.
And just like you said, that the way, in my personal opinion, the music industry right now, it allows a lot of room for the artists to be lazy. You got a lot of
yeah.
lazy artists out here nowadays. And the reason why they are lazy is because they are following the blueprint of other artists that's coming out, and they are equally as lazy. So they think, you know, the artist is trying to break into the game. They think this is what the industry wants, and that produces more laziness.
Yeah. Absolutely, I agree.
Well, Tweet, you know what? I love your ideas. We could talk all day about your ideas.
I know, right?
Tweety, I try to get him. I don't know if you heard earlier, but this is my boo. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I tried to get his ass to come on Grown Folks Business one day, but he didn't come on there. I was trying to get him to come on. So.
Yeah, why didn't you come over?
I, you know what? I'm an artist myself, so I put a lot of time and effort into what I do, and sometimes, you know, it doesn't allow time for me to do everything. I would love to be able to do everything, but, you know, I'm only human just like everybody else. I see it a lot more serious than I think I see it a lot more serious than some of the other artists that's out here, but you know, I'm still human, so I'm taking it one day at a time just like everybody else.
We're going to get you on that one time. Yeah, check us out one Friday. You'll have fun.
Well, then how about
you get to see another side of Miss Queen T that most people don't get to see. So
I bring the closet freak
to the show. So everybody else is, like, out there, you feel me? If y'all don't know Miss Queen T, bring the college the closet freak to the show. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you guys tune in, Tweety B show. Tweety B, let everybody know about your Friday show real quick.
Yeah, make sure
your show in general, everything.
Check us out on Grown Folks Business at Friday mornings at 10 o'clock. We go to noon, and we talk about all kind of grown people topics from, you know, sex to politics to, you know, anything going on in the hood. So make sure you check us out on Blog Talk Radio / Live by Terrence. And also I host Manic Mondays 8 to 10 on Monday night. So when you're not over here listening to Miss Queen T, you can check me out. Over there, and I just want to say thank you to my girl, Miss Queen T, doing a thing over here on Next to Blow Radio.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
And I'll link you guys up on Twitter so y'all definitely can follow each other. And then once we get 33, and this goes to all the other radio shows out there, I want to, like, help out 33 and send over some of his music, too, so y'all can definitely check out his stuff.
Okay, I need to get some of my stuff over here to you, Miss Queen T, so you can play it.
I know, right? Dang.
Yeah. I know.
I'm gonna get your email. I'm gonna send you my email so then we can do that or whatever. And then I'm back on air tomorrow, but yeah, we can try to get that on tonight. I'll try to upload some tonight if you can get it over to me by tonight.
Okay, that's what's up. We'll do that. And I love y'all, and I just wanted to salute you and say you're doing a great job tonight, and I'm listening and loving the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We love you, too, Tweet. You keep doing your thing, girl. I beat girl.
That's what's up.
Nah, that's what's 30. Up,
girl. I'm going to need you to stop flirting with all these females.
No.
Like, I'm getting kind of jealous.
Queen, you know I ain't going to flirt and just out in the open like that. I'm being sociable.
Oh, so you're going to do it behind my back?
No. Just sociable. At the other part, we going to act like I didn't even say that part right there. It's Patron Nights. You know I was telling you about the Don movie on that. All right.
next time we get you on here, we're going to need you to, we're going to actually have some liquor on deck. Like, I'm all out of liquor, so.
I need to come so that we can do the show in person together, Queen.
I'm gonna call him out right now. Everybody tuned in. I'm gonna call 30 out right now, okay? So I had this show I was putting together out here in the cities or whatever, and it was a paid gig. You feel me? And I tried calling him, tweeting him, texting him, and I ain't hearing up for days. So I try to get you out here. The event is actually in a couple days. So
it's in a couple of days?
Yeah, well, it's too late now. All the slots are filled. It was, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to get you out here. Maybe some other events that we got planned coming up. But I definitely want to get you out here to perform or whatever, the crew and shit like that. So.
But just tell me this name. A couple of days, we're going to say that's 2 days, right? Friday.
Well, it's April 10th.
Well, you know, even if I'm not performing, maybe I could still come through and just, like, sit in. Like, you know, I like to see.
You could definitely fit in.
Yeah, I like to see people do their thing, too.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, you know, my birthday is April 17th, so definitely if you guys can definitely come out, that'd be dope.
April 17th?
So that's my birthday.
And mine is April the 24th.
Oh, really? What?
Yes.
Oh, so,
yes.
So you just missed the Aries. Okay.
Just missed it, but, you know, I'm still on point, though. I'm on deck, you know. We get along real good. We one in the same.
Right.
Yeah, we one in the same.
Well, if you were out here during that time, you guys, and if you guys are tuning in the Twin City area, April 24th, Rello, a.k.a. Mr. What Up Jackson, mixtape release party, Born Alone, Die United, Club Aqua, make sure you guys come out. I got tickets on deck, you know what I'm saying? So definitely, if you guys want to come out to that, hit me up, you know what I'm saying? Let them get alive. We got so much events coming up. That's not even, like, one of two, you feel me? We got, like, 10 events out there, so. But, yo, Freddie, hit me up if you're really trying to come out here. And
I am. The first show that you were telling me about, that's not this week, but the following week, right?
Right, yeah. It's April 10th. It's April 10th, next Wednesday.
a week from tomorrow, actually.
We got an event
Wednesday, and we got an event on Friday, too. So April 10th, April 12th, so definitely.
Well, how about this? Since you called me out, how about you email me the information for Friday, and we're going to make it out there.
Okay, then. Y'all hear that on air right now, okay? We're going to see. I'm going to let y'all know, too, if he come out or not.
You better let him know, too, because I'm going to be listening. I'm calling in, and I'm going to say, well, you know, I did show up, and, you know, the Patron and everything, we did that, but, you know, yeah.
All right, then. All right, look, we're going to get into some more callers. Let's see who this 270 area code is. Area code 270-535. You're live. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Yo, yo, this is J.R. Ewing. I'm calling out of Jackson, Tennessee.
What's up with you, babe?
What's up with you, big homie?
My nigga, what's happening with you? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. How you feeling tonight?
Man, I'm feeling great, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. What's your 101, man?
I got to agree with y'all said earlier about being original, you know what I mean, and coming up with your own thing. But at the same time, with being original, still make good music, too, you know what I'm saying? Because music good for the soul. You know, some people don't have a passion for it. They just do it just because. You got to do it, you know what I'm saying, to have a real passion for it. You know, that's what all the greats, you know what I'm saying, did. They had a passion for it. So that's why they excelled and are considered to be greats, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Definitely understand that. What's your take on the music industry present day?
Man, honestly, it's horrible, but it's still good artists out there. But the ones who are the ones that's really really out there, they gotta really step their game up. Like some of them, you know, their lyrics ain't really about nothing, the subjects ain't all that catchy or nothing like that. So they just gotta step it up.
So do you think? And this is, I'm gonna just ask this question. This ain't on topic. I mean, it is kind of on topic, but I just want to ask the question. Do you think that the problem is the artist that's making the music or the consumers that's supporting the music?
Well, I have to say it's kind of both, because some of the people who are artists, they were the consumer before.
Right.
So in turn, you know, they listen to stuff, you know, everybody listen to Master P back in the day. I'm bad about it, you know. He's talking about, you know, moving dope and, you know what I'm saying, getting out the hood and stuff. So, you know, kind of a lot of people still had that mentality, you know what I mean? And they take it into a world where it's transformed to where it's a real business. It's not no street thing no more, even though it's still on the same level, because you have to have the same intelligence or whatever, you know what I'm saying, to bring in. Because if you hustle in the streets, you still got that business mind. It's just you got to transform it into a business mind with that hustle mind, you know what I mean? And that way you can go further, you know what I mean?
That's true. But, you know, one of the things that you know, just in personal experience, even if you tried to compare it with the street game, in the days, you know, let's take it back to maybe late 70s, early 80s, all of the hustlers in the streets, you know, it wasn't like you could just come out and stand on somebody's block and be like, okay, well, I'm here, I got that work, I'm hustling. It didn't work like that.
No.
You know, it was a situation where, you know, it almost had to be like somebody pulled you in and was like, you know, they were grooming you to be something. And I agree with you, it's the same way in the music industry, but nobody's grooming any of these new artists that's coming in.
Yeah,
you know, nobody's grooming any of the new artists. So it's like almost they've. I mean, we all grew up on urban hip hop. You know, that kind of music. So we understand it and we live it. You know, but at the same time, just like I said earlier, I think that the consumers make it too easy for new artists to come in and half step.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's prevalent right now in present day. Half stepping is like prevalent. I've heard plenty of underground artists that put in like massive amounts of work, and you can hear it in their delivery, in their lyrics. You can tell that they put a lot of work and time and effort into this craft that they have. But then the most successful artists present day some of them I listen to, and I can just tell that, man, they woke up that morning, and they just one thought, and they just went with that, and they caught. But I think timing is a little, you know, when it comes to breaking into the industry, timing is also a factor right there. Yeah.
All right. Hello?
Yeah, you better, girl.
I'm sitting here listening, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting groomed. I'm trying to get all the information and knowledge that I can, you know what I mean?
Well, definitely, we got a lot more coming up for that, and I just, I'm pulling up your song, so I want you to go ahead and introduce the song, Private Dancer, Private Dance or whatever, and then after that, I'm going to play one of your songs, 30-30, so we're going to get into the small rotation real quick, and then we're going to get into these next callers that are tuned in, so I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce your song first.
Okay, I got one thing to say though. I want to send a shout out to my guy D Bird. That's the other half of the Zoo Crew. Without him, this wouldn't be possible. So I want to send a shout out to him, and I want to introduce everybody to our new song, Private Dancer. And I'm pretty sure y'all gonna enjoy it because it's quality music.
That's what's up.
Hey, how do you say your guys' group name?
It's called Zoo Crew. Z-U-U-C-R-U.
Zoo Crew. Zoo Crew. I like it. So that means y'all get wild, right?
Yes, sir. I'm gonna email you some tracks too, Miss Lady, so you can, you know what I'm saying, listen to them and give me some feedback and tell me what you think too.
All right, definitely. Well, yeah, shout out to Randall. He had sent this song in earlier, and yeah, definitely. It's a nice little track. So we're gonna get into this, and then I'm gonna come back live and let 30 introduce one of his songs. So y'all don't go nowhere. Stay tuned. Shout out to Damo, Major League Beast, Primo, 215, area code 609 to 228-763, to 706-214-336, to 661, to 323, to 218, to CL 701. Don't go nowhere. Stay tuned. We're going to get into this track right here. Let's go. Hi.
Yeah, baby. I'm looking for a private dancer for somebody.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering. It's maybe. It's maybe. That could be you. Come on, baby. Go ahead and be my private dancer.
She gon' be my private dancer cause she bout it. We done ruined a couple of couches. I got that dokey to make her drowsy. Put my hands on her, cause she allowed me. She gon' be my private dancer, cause she bout it. We done ruined a couple of couches. I got that dokey to make her drowsy. Put my hands on her, cause I'm bout it.
See, you can secret service me. Her searches are a certainty. She roll her hips and double dip. She Monica Lewinsky me. I'm rolling weed, she told her drink the potion for a freaky bitch. Bend it over, let me see it on this Bumby Pimpsy shit. Got me all in trances while she shaking, while she dancing in the thong and some pants. Man, that ass is just like damn. Soft and with the greatest sex when she on air, she moving flex. Got a nigga coming back to bed like an addiction.
She gon' be my private dancer cause she bout it. We done ruined a couple of couches. I got that dope to make her drowsy. Put my hands on her, cause she allowed me. She gon' be my private dancer, cause she bout it. We done ruined a couple of couches. I got that dope to make her drowsy. Put my hands on her, cause I'm bout it. She my dance on the weekend, stripping while I'm geeking. Blindfold, no peeking, I feel a pussy leaking. Keep love on the low. She got a nigga, not have a hoe. Close off my private show. Body cold like icicle. Passion unfightable. We both smoking that lighter dope. Rock stick, not nice and slow. Then behind like right before. I love when lil mama moan. Deep stroke when I perform. Watch it later, I private pump. Gonna be my private dancer cause she bout it. We done ruined a couple of couches. I got that dope key to make her drowsy. put my hands on her, cause she allowed me. She gon' be my private dancer, cause she bout it. We done ruined a couple of couches. I got that dope dick to make her drowsy. Put my hands on her, cause I'm bout it.
Right, shout out to Zoo Crew for calling in. Shout out to them, definitely. I'm digging that song. 30-30, we're back on the air. What up?
Hi. Okay.
Yo, I know you ain't on Twitter and stuff like that, but I just got a tweet. One of your followers are tuned in. Shout out to, what's her name? Let me look for her name real quick. Miss Ann.
Miss Ann. What's up with you, Miss Ann? 368. Hey, 368. If y'all not familiar with 368, that's the homie Raheem Devon. Definitely, if you're not familiar with Raw, get familiar with him. My Naga Grammy nominated, doing his thing. He's directly from the DMV. I got like plenty music recorded with him, and like I'm sure, like I don't even know why I just said that, because I'm sure, like, most of y'all are familiar with Raheem Devon, but if you're not, definitely get hip to him, because he definitely putting it down. He doing his thing. So shout out to the whole 368, man. Shout out to the whole DMV. They showing love. They gonna represent. We, you know how we do, Queen. We gonna represent, and we gonna make sure that we call in to Miss Queen T and Miss McGarthy, and we gonna show y'all love too.
And I thought I had asked somebody to hook up that interview with him, but it's okay.
No. Was that somebody, did they name start with a number?
Yeah. It's the third number. Or no, if you know what I'm saying, if you call zero, then it's the fourth number, but. It's okay. I know you be busy. It's all good, though. It's all good.
I'm working on that, Miss Queen. You know, Ra, just put it like this. I'm very busy, but just imagine somebody that's even busier than me. So that's the type of, you know, that interview that you're seeking is not out of the question. It's just a matter of timing. Just like I was telling you earlier, timing is everything.
Definitely. I agree with you. And I can wait. I can definitely wait. To have
well,
the interview, I'll wait for you.
You a queen, so you don't have to wait for nothing. We're going to make it happen.
You see how he low-key forced me and stuff like that? Y'all see that? I know y'all hear that. It's okay, though. I like it.
You do? Because you know. When you,
it makes
you know,
me blush.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, just your voice alone makes me blush.
Well, you wait till I get there in person. I'm going to make you blush.
All right, 30. Let's go ahead and get into the next caller from the 407-203 area code. What's up? Who is this and where are you calling from?
What's happening? My name is Krim Rowe, the only one in the world. I'm calling from 407.
That's what's up. What's up?
Man, I'm blessed to be alive, man. Another day, another dollar and a half, and just lucky to be here, man. The God gave me another day, so I'm happy. You hear me?
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up right there.
Yeah, this is my first time calling into y'all show, and I really respect y'all's hustle and the grind. I was really trying to see, you know, what it would take and where y'all located. You know where I'm located. Where y'all located?
Well, this is Miss Queen T. I'm in Minnesota. The whole Next to Blow Radio, we're located all over the place. We got hosts in Miami. We got Delaware. We got Ohio, California, Arkansas, Chicago.
Wow.
You know, name it. You know, we're all over the place. So definitely. But my co-host tonight, my real co-host, she took the night off or whatever. Shout out to Magasia. This is the Miss Queen T Magasia show, but I got my boy 3030 DMP. He's co-hosting with me tonight, and I'll let him go ahead and let him tell you where he's from.
Hey,
Well, I'm 30-30. She already just mentioned that, but calling from the DMV, everybody might know that. It's D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. We definitely represent for our area down here, but, you know, we trying to show you love right now. What's your 101, man?
Man, you know, I'd rather look at it as still an aspiring artist's perspective. Y'all know I'm down here in the South, so it's always good to reach up the U.S., but, you know, I like to get straight to business. I ain't going to give anybody no advice. I'm just gonna let y'all know what I'm rocking with. I'm a factual rhythm connoisseur. I'm not a rapper. I do my own genre. It's called factual rhythm. Anything that comes out of the studio that I built is going to be factual. I don't blame anybody for throwing big money in the club and spending money and renting cars and renting fake money for videos, but that's just not me. So I've decided to separate myself from that with my own genre. But I'm looking to always use every day that I'm on earth to meet somebody new and make some new business, because we could be gone tomorrow. So, you know, that's why I was curious on where y'all was at. But, you know, I would just say keep pushing regardless, man. The last 2 years of my life and my career has been phenomenal. You know, I got a lot of different avenues besides music, but music is my passion. It's the God's gift, you know. I'm from the South, man, you know, Florida boy. I'm in Florida. I'm in Orlando, but I'm originally from the panhandle of Florida, which up by the beach, close to Alabama, close to Mississippi, on down to New Orleans, Louisiana. So, you know, I'm just going to continue to make great music, and I want to make sure you all get that music in your hand and in your ear and in your heart, because, like I said, we could be gone tomorrow. You heard me?
That's what's up, my mother. That's deep right there. I love that.
1,000, and I just followed you on Twitter, whatnot. I'm just kind of getting hip to the Twitter thing, but you know, I just had followed you, the 30-30 or whatnot, dude, man, and put a little video right there so you can check it out, and, you know, shoot me some feedback or whatnot. But that's how it is.
I'm gonna get right on top of that too, my love. Hey, as far as that the social networking go, please, and I always tell all artists the same thing: it's free. It's free, and it's a way for you to connect with so many other people. So being that it's free and you can utilize it to your benefit, use it, man. Use it. It's there for you.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, I agree with you 1,000% besides it's being free. I mean, nothing that free was life, because, you know, we pay a little cell phone, we pay a little internet, of course. You get a lot for a little amount of money, and I follow you there. But I just feel like, man, just my personal experience, you know, Cracker started rapping early, around 15, 16 years old, and my adolescence was a lot of confinement, you know, so I kind of learned how to grip a pen and a pad to fight the four walls. Like, that was my weapon against that, beside a couple of people in there or whatnot. But, and then when, you know, I ain't stopped getting out of trouble till 22, 23. Now I'm 25, and I moved to Orlando from Pensacola, which has got the highest murder rate in Florida right now, so I wanted to get away from that and come down here and spread my factual rhythm. And, man, I don't stop. I just released an album called Creative Display. It's 25 cuts of just factual rhythm of good music, great music. And but speaking on Twitter, you know, from working with just the last couple times, you know, fella named Lil White, you know, when I was growing up in high school, he got signed to 3-6 Mafia to Hypnotize Minds. He was a white boy. He was spitting. He was cold. I grew up on him. Just through Twitter, I had a chance to – he flew me out to Memphis. He's got his own entity now through Motown Hustlin'. And Hypnotize Minds, you know, we performed on his birthday. I worked with him. We did a feature, did some work. It was just love. That was all off Twitter. Then recently, another white boy, OG in the game, named Haystack, came out before M came out. He's from Nashville. Got a lot of good music. Had a chance to just work with him and shoot a visual. So the Twitter's crazy.
Definitely is a great tool to have, man. And earlier, you know, about the situation with the four walls, trust me, I know exactly where you're coming from, you know. I know what you mean. I'm glad that I can just tell from, you know, how you're speaking and everything, that you're not going to let your environment dictate the person that society think you're supposed to be. And I'm glad of that. Use all the tools you can, brother, man. It's hard out here, and it's even harder to make it in this particular industry right here. So use all of the tools you can. If they're going to give them to you, use them, man, and make it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate y'all holding it down, bro. We can make something happen. As far as it goes, you know, y'all can play some music, or I could kick one off the dome. I mean, that's how I like to get it in. I got my night off. I ain't got no showcases tonight here in Orlando. I'm cooling, man, but, you know, if I could kick a little light, some, y'all let me know.
Go ahead and put your 16 real quick. Let me hear what you got.
As far as 16 goes, we could probably just say, like, I'm feeling motivated than I really ever been. I'm hungry, bones sticking out my skin. I'm lonely, but I ain't really tripping about a friend, because all I need is my pad and pen. Can't wait till the day I can tell my dad I got that chance that he never had. Glad for the lessons that he taught me. What you do, kill him softly. I brush these haters off me, and I get right back to work at the 9-to-5 just to stay alive in the place you do your dirt. Got blood on all my shirts, got holes in all my jeans, and yes, it seems life and death, there is no in-between. Can you feel what I mean? Should I make you kinesthetic? You pass this lesson up, and I guarantee that you're going to regret it. My flow is so infected, it needs an antiseptic. And I'll be damned if God let me, nobody going to respect it. It's just Southbound Foundation, man. That's my entity. I love to create great factual music. And, you know, I see so much further. Like, I heard you 30-30. It's tough out here, but then again, it's really not, because lately I watch the national news. You know, if you were in Syria right now, you got to pick up an AK and fight for your life. There's no food, there's no water. They just warring over there. So, yeah, it's tough over here, but it's really not, folks. We so blessed to be breathing and eating and, you know, eating this fast food and this Ruth Chris when we doing good and this and that. But, like, as far as the United States go, you know, the internet, period, has made the world so small because, like, it's crazy. So I'm just going to develop this Southbound Foundation, get a school going for these children so they don't have to be in the street. They don't have to be, you know, doing anything wrong. We can get a Boys and Girls Club that teaches them how to play keys, teaches them how to write poetry, charcoal drawings, make a song for the mom for Mother's Day, whatever the thing is, bro. Just keep them out the street and put them somewhere, after school program or even a college, you know, a middle school program. And, you know, if I do like a, you know, a nonprofit organization and only profit off 51% of the company, the other 49% is just, you know, you give back to the school. And, you know, that's what I want Southbound Foundation to be about, man. I want it to be not just a trend and not just a brand, but a legacy, you feel me? That's what I'm shooting for.
Definitely. Hey, man, you know what? I want you to keep on being that you got that intelligence in you. I definitely want you to spread that wherever you can. Spread that intelligence right there, because they need it. The industry need it right now. The consumers need that energy, that intelligence right now today. Definitely got, man, mad love. The 16 was great. I love it. And that's what I call work right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, already.
All right. Thank you, Cremo, for calling in. You don't definitely got to hang up. We got some more callers coming on and some more music for you guys. So you got to send some music too. I'm going to hit your Twitter right now with an email. So make sure you send in that music, okay?
For sure. I appreciate y'all having me. Good luck. Stay blessed. God bless you. And we're going to see you at the top.
No doubt, my knocker, man. You do the same.
All right, 10-4, go.
For sure.
I know I said I was going to get into your song, 30, but I promise you we're going to get into that song first. We got to take on. I just want to take a couple more callers from the 314-448. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
What up? This is Damo. High Hits Radio in the motherfucking building, St. Louis to Tennessee. What's up, y'all?
What up, my nigga?
Hey, shout out to Zoo Crew. He just sent me some music the other day, too. I see he out doing this thing. I just, you know, it's cool when you hear people on there. And he in Jackson with me. I'm in Jackson, Tennessee also.
Working, man. Networking. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's
I was
a
just
nice track,
in.
Huh? You got that private dancer track too?
Yeah, well, he sent me that one, but I played one called Millionaire Something that he has, and that one was cool too. I like that one too, but the private dancer, I like that one. I like both of them because I didn't hear the private dancer. I just heard it on your show, but the other one I played it on my show. That was my first time hearing it, so I like both of them.
Okay. Well, let everybody know, because since you're talking about my show, let everybody know about Hot Hits Radio, how they can tune in, submit music, and all that stuff.
Hot Hits Radio, and then they can send the music to, I don't have no guaranteed time, because with my work schedule, I just try to come on when I can, so I ain't got no set time yet. But they can send their music to We Live, the letter N, direct. WeLiveAndDirect@gmail.com. And that's also affiliated with our magazine, We Live and Direct Magazine.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Make sure y'all get in touch with my man.
Yeah, send me some music. Tell them, send me music. We play it, you know. And send their Twitter name with it so we, 'cause we tweet every time we play the music.
Yep, definitely. Yo, Damo, shoot your Twitter name out. I don't think you shooted your Twitter name out.
I sure didn't. See, I'm slacking. I'm slacking. It's D-A-M-O-E-N-T. D-A-M-O-E-N-T. That's it. Hit me on Twitter. All you do is mention me, and I'll follow you right back. I ain't like these other motherfuckers. They say they're going to follow you back and don't. So I do follow your ass back.
That's what's up. Hey, make sure when you get the chance, man, tweet. If we already, make sure that I can follow you back, because I'm definitely willing to do that as well, my nigga.
Okay, well, I'm gonna hit you up now, because I think she included us in all of us in a tweet. So I'm going to follow you in a minute as soon as I get back in the other room where the computer is. You know, I walked out of here. I didn't want that feedback getting into the phone.
Oh, no, I can dig it.
I got my music. Yeah, man, they made some good points on my music one-on-one thing, too, man. So I like that.
What's your 101? That's what I was just about to ask you. What's your 101?
Yeah, my 101 is, I know a lot of artists use the Reverb Nation as an outlet, but, you know, I think they should get a couple of tracks on iTunes. And you know, some of these websites that pay you when people listen to your music, because if you're getting 500 to 1,000 hits on Reverb Nation, you could be getting 500 to 1,000 hits on somebody. I mean, if somebody listens to your music on there, they probably listen to it somewhere else. So at least you'll be getting paid, you know, paid for the listens. So that's my only thing. That's my only thing with the artist. Like, I know they use, you know, all these websites as an outlet, but try to use a website as an outlet where you can get paid, you know, for people listening to your music. Because I will push that before I push somewhere, another website making money off of me, and I ain't getting shit.
Definitely, man. That's a good point right there. I asked a couple people this. What's your take on the music industry present day?
I like they were saying, I think a lot of the artists are lazy, man, as I know. But, you know, like, once you make it big, you can be fucking lazy all you want. You know what I mean? Because they got the market to push them. They're going to pay the radio stations to play their music, and you're going to hear it over and over and over and over again. And then it's up to the people that's listening to the radio shows to say, hey, I don't want to hear that bullshit no more. You know what I mean? That's the only way. That's the only way the music scene is going to change. You know, and it's gonna take a while. It's gonna take a while to change, because they've been pounding this shit in their heads for years and years. You know, I'm 41, so back when I was coming up, you know, like I tell people now, you know, we had the gangster music, you know, we had the booty shaking music, you know, we had the N.W.A., we had the Lukes, you know, we had that kind of stuff. You know, it was like all different kinds of music. We had the Rakims, we had the Public Enemy. But even though you had the ass shaking music, you still had some music over here teaching you some shit also.
Exactly.
So at least they might be out clubbing, and then that shit, hell, they would, when I was coming up, we was dancing to 911 as a joke. You know what I mean? We was dancing to that stuff. You know, but and it was teaching you something while you dancing to it.
Exactly. I got you. I feel you 100% on that one right there.
Right. And even though N.W.A. it was the hardcore, they were still teaching you something still at the same time. You know what I mean? So, and that's what we're missing in the music industry right now. We missing that. Because these kids now, they got life fucked up. For real.
Well, like you said, it's really not enough teachers out here, man. You know, everybody is, you know, they're getting with what's in. And
right.
That's basically following. It's not really teaching. So
right.
I definitely
yep.
feel you on that one right there.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, we can go on and on about that, man. I'd be talking all day. We start talking about the music industry, man.
Well, at some point in time, we're going to have to do that, man. You make sure we get linked up on Twitter, and we're going to have to definitely get into that.
All right, that'll work, man. Just let me know. You know, we try to set something up where we can get y'all on the show at the same time. Where we can all be on the show at the same time, or I come on yours, y'all come on mine, or vice versa. We can do it both ways, you know.
Oh, you know.
Like a part, maybe a part one or part two or something.
Miss Queen T was gracious enough to invite me on her show tonight to help her co-host, and I definitely appreciate her for that. Salute her to the most utmost. I got plenty of respect for Miss Queen T. But definitely, she got me right here in the position that I'm in right now, and I love it. I love it.
Yeah, send me some music too, man. She said you're an artist, so send me some music so I can get it on my radio show and play it for you.
I got you, man. Now, make sure that we can link up, man. We definitely need to link up.
Yeah, I see. Once I follow you and you follow me, I'm gonna inbox you the email. Then we'll start setting something up like that. I mean, shit, we can even exchange numbers. However, we got to do it to link up to get some shit set up, man.
That's what's up, my knocker, man. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to hang up the phone this time. I wanted to at least get in and say something to her, you know, because I shit called into my show. Is she still there? She all quiet like she ain't.
I like to hear y'all voices. So, if y'all don't know, that's the reason why I asked 30 to call for me, so I can listen to his voice for two whole damn hours.
Because she's so dicky and all cute and everything. Miss, hi, girl, let me tell you something. Let me tell you like this. When I get to Minnesota, we going to talk.
Hey, I need to make it up there, man. I was supposed to come up there one time. It started snowing and shit. I was like, I know how Minnesota is. Fuck that. I ain't going.
Man, you really should try to make it up there, man. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to put forth my best effort to get up there and get with Miss Queen, support her projects, support her shows. And I think the more we network and we build as artists, as individuals, you know, it'll make the situation better.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely try to do that.
Well, as soon as this weather decide what the, I say I'm gonna travel more this year. As soon as this weather decide what the hell it's gonna do, I'm gonna start setting some shit up.
Definitely.
Okay. What's up?
All right, Donald. All right. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem, young lady. Y'all have fun.
All right, my naga.
All right, take it easy. I'm gonna follow you on Twitter in a minute, man.
I got you right back.
All right, cool.
All right. All right, I want to give my shout-outs again, you know, so I know more people are tuned in. The next caller we're going to get into is Major League Beats, then the 215, I think that's Black Cancer, then the 228 area code is next. Then my girl Mecca, shout-out to Mecca, I see you on the line, boo. That's the promoter that I was telling you about, 30, that's be throwing all these shows out here. And I was trying to get you at one of her events. So we're going to bring her in, and she going to let you know how crumpled get it in at these events. And then I shout-out to my boy Nino Brown. Shout-out to 612-310-240-763. Shout out to my whole city. Shout out to Minnesota. That's my city, y'all. My state. My bad. My state. I love y'all. Let's go ahead and get into the next caller from the 404 area. 404. You're live. Who is this and where you calling from?
What up? What up? It's your boy Major League Beast from the H Town all the way to the ATL.
That's what's up. What up, my knocker? What up?
What's going down? What's going down?
Man, we in here representing, man. We in here representing. What you going to do?
Man, what up, man? I just called a shout-out to the show, man. Shout-out to Miss Queen T, man. She always showing love. So make sure I call into the show.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up.
Oh, what's your music 101, Major League?
My music 101 is Network 101. Get out your city and brand yourself around people who are doing bigger things than yourself. Basically, I see a lot of people, what I like to call dead networking, like they sending their music to the same people, like, that can't help them. Like, you definitely want to get out here to some of these paid events, some of these conferences. There's a lot of big events in a lot of cities that'll give you the opportunity to do one-on-one sit-downs with A&Rs who will give you direction of where your career is headed or where you're going or where you stand, what you need to work on. And that's part of perfecting your craft, is getting advice to continue to build it from people who've been where you at. And I think that's where a lot of people lack. I mean, a lot of people, if there's not a music scene in your city, then obviously you need to get somewhere, you know what I'm saying, or at least show your face in a couple places where there is. And a lot of people, I think that's where they fell at. It's a lot of great talent out here that could be heard, but, I mean, of course, they're in smaller cities. Facebook is only going to do so much. YouTube is only going to do so much when you don't have a brand or the budget to push it. So sometimes you got to do that footwork. I mean, you got to take it back and, you know, those J's, you got to put them to the side and spend that on a plane ticket to go to a music conference in Atlanta.
That's what's up, my nigga. Hey, tell me this. What's your take on the music industry present day?
The music industry is going to be the music industry. I think people got to stop worrying about what everybody else is doing and find their niche and find their way in. That's just what it is. Like, one person not going to change music. As we see now, Mike Will, you know what I'm saying? He got that production sound out here. It's just music itself is simplified. So, of course, since the beats are simplified, the bars are going to be simple. I mean, everything now is a 1-2-3 snare, 1-2-3 kick. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, it's easy to just rap about turning up and partying in the club. I mean, when we had back in the day with Master P and all these other guys that I heard people name dropping earlier was rapping. I mean, the production, the producers then wasn't on Fruity Loops. They were in the studio with bass guitar players and keyboard players. And of course, you couldn't just stand in front of the microphone and spit to a track like that. You had to pick up a pen and pad. Now, I mean, you know, you get these beats and it's just so simple. You just, you know, turn up and say the first thing that comes to mind. So I think the music industry is what it is. It's going to be what it is. You just got to find, you know what I'm saying, your niche and find a way to make music that everybody likes.
Definitely, man. I agree with that in a sense that, you know, we got to have variety in, you know, whatever we do. It's got to be variety. I still would definitely say that I think at least a lot of the mainstream artists, you know, the artists that's a voice for this particular genre of music, they need to work a lot harder at what it is they're doing, because you got to understand that they are breeding the new breed of artists. You know, with their music, the music that's out right now, they're breeding a new breed of artists, and we only going to get what we put into it, you know?
But you know what's funny? The thing I noticed about independent artists, because I mean, you know, I've been blessed with the opportunity to work with a lot of major artists. I got Feature on the record. I got Cassidy. I got a lot of big placements. What I've known about working with these major artists and being in the industry is you overshadow a lot of talent. I mean, you guys in the media, a lot of the independent artists, they don't do their research, so they only see Future, 2 Chainz, Chief Keef. There's 100,000 signed artists out here that are spitting the music that people like. I mean, there's a lot of lyrical rappers coming from the South and coming from the West Coast as well right now. But, I mean, you can't just look on Wellstar and find them. I mean, and I run into a lot of these cats. I've produced records for a lot of cats that are dropping projects this year that are coming out with great lyrical content. Vado coming from New York, great lyrical content. Nothing but old soulful samples. You know what I mean? It's a lot of musical talent. You can't just listen to Future and what your radio station play and say, oh, the music industry sucks now. Because that's what I'm getting from a lot of these independent artists. Everybody that they name dropping that sucks is independent. I mean, it's like major, everyday world star people. You know what I'm saying? Everyday YouTube sensations. Like, nah, I mean, it's a lot more artists out here than just the 10 people that you name it. You know what I mean? It's not just 10 rappers out here.
That's true, and that's why...
Stallie's in MMG, and nobody ever talks about Stallie. He got bars, you know what I'm saying? Like, heavy.
So
you know
what
I'm saying? Like, heavy.
So you do agree that that particular subject is totally up to the consumer, you know? It's up to the consumer.
Yeah, it's what you listen to. If all you listen to is what your radio station plays, then, yeah, you could be biased and say, oh, well, the music industry sucks. But, I mean, if you do your research and you go and find artists that you like that are making money and are, you know, getting thousands of dollars for shows and on tour other than Future, Rick Ross, and, you know what I'm saying, the household names, then you'll probably find some music that you like.
Right. I can dig it. You definitely got a point there, my knock.
All right. Yo, Major League, go ahead shout out your Twitter and stuff like that. Let everybody know how they can follow you on Twitter and check out everything that you got going on.
Yo, man, y'all can go on my website, officialmlbbeats.com. I update pretty frequently. I try and update every week. MLB_productions at Twitter, and the same thing on Instagram. Post a lot of pictures with the people I be working with out here. Y'all want to get tracks, man, to get some fire production. I work with all of the household name DJs down here in Atlanta, from DJ Smalls to DJ Quick to Clue and everybody else that's down here in the ATL working. So y'all want to shoot me music, y'all want to get on some of my records and kill them, I definitely push singles heavy myself, and I put them in DJs' hands all over the city. So y'all holler at me, Major League Beats.
Definitely. If y'all didn't get that Twitter, make sure y'all hit me up. If y'all are my friend on Facebook or Twitter, I'll definitely link you guys up with him.
That's what's up, man. All good. That's much love, too. Definitely can respect that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. All right. Appreciate y'all for having me on the show.
Of course, of course. Shout out to Major League Beast for always showing Next to Blow Radio love. And that goes for everybody. I appreciate it. I see the 314, the 770, the 574, the 310. Just popped in with you, girl. We got the 215 area code next, then the 228, then the 612. Mecca, I see you. But before we get into the next call, I got to play this track, and I got to let 3030 get his shine for the show real quick. So, 30, I know these tracks are a little bit on your last project, but and I know you got a new project coming out, but like I said, I went into the old email and got I dug up some tracks, and these tracks are still hot. All of them are still hot, so... But like I said, I got Anytime, I got Rock to the Beat, and then I got New Money. Which one you want to hear?
Well, I'm kind of, you know, I'm sitting over here, and like I told you, we having us a Don Julio night over here. So I'm kind of, you know, and then later, you know, we talking to all the artists, the independent artists on the radio. What I'm going to do right now is kind of switch gears. Let's do it for the ladies, Miss Queen. Let's put on this Rock to the Beat thing.
All right, then. Go ahead and introduce the track.
All right, y'all. Right now, what we're about to get into is Rock to the Beat. You can go on Live Mixtapes and get it. It's 30-Day Notice Mixtape hosted by DJ Quicksilver, Gangsta Chronicles Music. Rock to the Beat. Let's do it.
Shorty so thick, fitted, made me wanna get it.
Got the whole club watching how she
moves. I wish you see her watch her.
By my lonesome in the booth, I'm looking at the stage while I'm sipping on this goose. And out there on the stage, she the motherfucking truth. Little red bone, thick ass, she should have a duffel bag. Motherfucker, chip glass, body like a stallion, face like an angel. Pussy look perfect and she know how to work it. Love it when she back it up and drop, dip it low. Drop a nigga crazy when she riding on the stripper pole. And she know I'm watching, so she let her hands roam all over her body, making love to the dance song. Know about the mind, sex and 30 make her feel good. Make her want it real bad, she love it cause it's so good. Dancing in the rain make her feel like she on fire. And she know she blazing, she just like a lighter.
So thick with her, you wanna get her.
Not the whole club watching how she
wants to ride. I know she's been watching.
Another drink, 30 take another sip, and I'ma sit right here until I get on some other shit. Everything in slow-mo, the hips and the ass and the baby bravo, and take another swallow. But now I'm sipping silver by the shot, maybe shoot a dozen rounds while I watch her make it rock. And she really make me wonder from the bottom to the top, from the top to the bottom of the bottle. I'ma watch, she said so sexy, it cut right through me. I just wanna get her home and make a homemade movie. She a lover, not a fighter, and she's swinging with the best of them. And she know I be watching right along with the rest of them. Make me wanna get into some late night service. And pimping ain't easy, but I could make it worth it. I can
Shorty
make it
so
perfect.
Thick with her, make me wanna get her.
Got the whole club watching how she
hey,
wants
to watch her. Rock, 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 rock,
get options, cause she like girls, and she like guys. I told her, bring your girlfriend, let's go for a ride.
So pulled up, what, a little tipsy, I so set to die, to come and get murdered. When I had to roll to the back, lay my game flat. got the whole club watching how she rocks to the beat.
I know she's sitting watching.
Right then, that was 3030, the Murderland Prince. That's my co-host right there. Yep, that's my co-host.
Hey,
okay. Yo, let everybody know about that. Let everybody know about what you've done. Like, what major things have you done so far in your career? Like, you know what I'm saying, done for yourself, you can help yourself get to the next level.
All right, well, first and foremost, I got to give, like the most credit to Gangsta Chronicles Music. They definitely took me from where I was at in the beginning and put me on the next level. I don't know how many of the listeners are like logging into WorldStar and YouTube and even XXL Magazine, Source Magazine, Vibe Magazine. We just not recently, but a couple of months ago, we had a 6-page spread in XXL Magazine. You know, that's with all of the artists on Gangsta Chronicles Music. We did, I did the Unsigned Hype in the Source Magazine. We featured the Untouchables cartoon, and a lot of y'all might have seen that on WorldStar Hip Hop. We did like 10 weeks in a row on WorldStar Hip Hop every Monday, a new episode of the Untouchables cartoon. Man, music is one of our platforms, but we definitely not limited to just the music. We do movies, we do cartoons, toys, not no sex toys or nothing like that. You know, it's the action figures from the Untouchables cartoon. Man, when I say if you put your mind to it, you can do it. There's a lot of blueprints out here to follow, but the most positive ones that you can really look at and get something from it and put it to use towards your own particular situation, we have that, you know. And then we're not so arrogant that we can't take the time out on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or whatever social networking site that you on. We're not so arrogant that we can't take the time out and respond back to you and give you our feedback on what you're doing, or even accept the love that you're giving us about what we're doing. So definitely, if you already hollering at us, GangstaChroniclesMusic.com is the spot that you want to go and check out what we got going on. If you already hollering at us, we definitely love it. It's much appreciation right there. And keep hollering at us. For all of those that ain't hollered at us yet, get with us, man. We trying to build and we networking with just about anybody. I'm not going to say anybody because, like I've been kind of hinting at the whole show, we like to work with people that are, you know, actually working. There's a lot of artists out here that have stuff, and we really not too much into those artists right there. But if you're working and you putting your best foot forward, then come all at us. Gangsta Chronicles Music, that's what we're doing. And y'all watch out for that Hurricane Murderland mixtape. It's coming real soon. It's definitely going to be big. I put a lot of work into it, and it's going to be something for everybody to enjoy.
Definitely. Do you have any features on that? Any known features that we may know?
I definitely do. Raheem Devon, definitely, you know, that's one of the homies from the DMV. Raheem Devon going to show his love on there. We got the Outlaws on there. The Outlaws, I don't know if all y'all familiar with the Tupac and the Outlaws, but we got the Outlaws on there. And those are the most notable ones, mainstream-wise. Coming from out the area, we like to show a lot of love to the people that's networking and doing their thing in the area. So you're going to hear a lot of, well, maybe not a lot of, but you're going to definitely hear some features from the locals that's in the area putting their thing down and representing too. So, but look out for that Hurricane Murderland, man. Features-wise, Raheem Devon, we got the Outlaws on there. And then outside of that, we got Undeniable Music. We got Undeniable Music and we got Undeniable Talent. So we're going to market it as such.
That's what's up. Working. That's what I like. You feel me?
Working, queen. You know how we do it, girl. We gonna work.
I know, right? We, like he said earlier, y'all heard him earlier, he gonna try to come out here to Minnesota to these upcoming events that we got. So, but no, but definitely you guys follow him on Twitter at 3030DMP. That stands for the Murderland Prince.
Thank you, baby.
AKA Miss Queen C. Toby. You feel me? But no, let's go ahead and get into the next caller from the 215-873. Caller, you're live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
What's up, peoples? This Black Cancer. What it look like?
What's happening with you, my knob?
Straight out of Philly. I'm chilling. How y'all?
Doing good tonight, my knob. How you feeling?
Living, man. About to go to work. Just called to show some love.
That's what's up. What's your
hip-hop 101,
Manak?
My hip-hop 101 is I'm a rap and spoken word artist, you know what I mean? I'm also part of Ground Hard Radio. Shout out to Team Ground Hard, J Chronicles, Self-Made Danger, Virginia Slim, everybody over there. We on a night from 11 to 1. And straight out of Philly, you know what I mean, doing my thing.
Definitely. Yo, Black Cancer is definitely glad to have you back on the show. You haven't called into the show in a hot minute, but it's cool, though. I'm definitely glad to hear your voice on Next to Blow Radio. You know I'm going to be over there on Ground Hard Radio as soon as I get off air over here.
Word. You're not the only person that said that. I took a little hiatus from the blog talk or whatever and had to get a lot of shit straightened out with my personal life. So now I'm back at it, so you definitely hear from me more often. And, you know, actions speak louder than words, so you'll see it more than me saying the shit.
All right, hey. Then. That's what's up.
Hey, before you get off or go any further, I just wanted, and I asked a couple people this tonight, what's your take on hip-hop present day?
What's my take on hip-hop right now?
Right.
I ain't too happy about the hip hop scene too much. I don't mind the R&B scene, but I'm feeling that more than I'm feeling the hip hop scene, and that's because the hip hop scene kind of saturated a little bit. You know, we experimenting, and I like that we experimenting, but it's oversaturated and it's cluttered. You know, with a lot of bullshit, a lot of conformity, motherfuckers is not being original like they should be, and that goes to independent artists too. And I feel like, you know, that needs to hold more weight than anything. If you're an independent artist, the whole point of you being independent and trying to make a name for yourself is to be unique, be yourself, and have a fan base follow what you're doing. And I don't like that niggas is, you know, like, if I'm that type of artist where if everybody's doing a hot, southern beat and, you know, niggas is rapping fast and shit, I want to do the total opposite to really, you know, capture something different. A different sound, a different audience, stuff like that. I don't like conformity. I don't want to sound like the next. So, you know, I have a problem with the hip-hop scene right now because everybody's doing the southern thing, even the East Coast people. And I understand you got to make your bread the way you got to make your bread, but, you know what I mean, stick to what you know best. Do what you do best that got you there in the first place. Ain't nothing wrong with change, but it's how you go about it.
True. I could dig it. I could definitely dig that right there. That was a good answer right there. I like that. I like that input.
Word. So, you know, the hip-hop scene, I think, it can go in a better direction, but niggas got to know what to talk about, and it got to be hot. It can't be the same old shit. I'm tired of niggas talking about Molly and, you know, how many bricks they push and how many guns they clap. That shit don't help the community. You know, and there's only a certain amount of niggas that can really relate to that shit. Not everybody want to live their life. It's niggas that's in that life that don't want to be about that life. So, you know what I mean? Niggas got to cut some of that shit out.
That's true.
Cut the bullshit out of rap would be good.
That's true. And you know what? I think that'll change when the consumers of the music stop accepting less, you know? So I definitely feel where you're coming from, but it's going to be up to the consumers to change that.
I hear that.
Yep.
It's
It's more females that buy the music than it is males, too.
It is.
It is. Well, I mean, even those consumers, they're going to have to put their foot down and let them know that it's a line, man. We're not about to keep on having this half-ass. You keep going in the studio and everybody talking about the same thing. It's going to be up to the consumers to change the way the music is right now. So I definitely feel where you're coming from, but that's where we got to start at. We got to start with the consumers, and then we'll see a change. I'm sure we'll see a change in the music.
I can do it.
For sure, man. Good talking to you, my knocker. Great talking to you. Love your input.
No doubt. Same to you. Let me, and for anybody that want to follow me, you know, twitter.com/BLKCANCER. That's show for Black Cancer. My Facebook is facebook.com/BLACKCANCER, Black Cancer, whatever. Just Google your boy BLK Cancer or Black Cancer, and you find my music, my SoundCloud, my Reverb, all that good stuff. And shout out to Nextable Radio for having me on or whatever. Your boy about to get out of here before I fuck around and be late for work.
That's what's up, my knock.
All right, so I can't find a link you. I'm gonna link you in 3030 on Twitter so y'all can definitely follow each other. Okay.
All right, we'll do.
Definitely, right. Definitely do that.
Y'all take it easy.
You too, man.
You too, Black. Starts a little bit over on Grind Hard Radio. Shout out to Grind Hard Radio. Jit Chronicles over there, you feel me? That was Jit was our co-host last week, if y'all don't remember.
Yeah.
I got cut up.
That was Jit right there, Queen.
No, that wasn't Jit. That was one of his co-hosts that be co-hosting with him. He's part of Grind Hard Radio, too.
Oh, okay. I was about to be ashamed of myself, man. That's okay. Well, yeah, okay. Cool. Make sure we link up.
Definitely. Yeah, I got caught up last week. I'm sorry. I had to redeem myself. That's why I brought you on this week.
Girl, will you bring me on whenever you want to. I'm going to keep on. You know what? Because I've been sipping a little bit, so I'm going to keep on. I've been, guess what, Queen? It's people listening to the radio show, and I've been. I got a text, you know, to say, you know, you're flirting, you know, but guess what? We're going to turn this into a party. We're going to turn this into a party. I want to, before we go on, I want to definitely give a shout out to all my villains and villainettes that tuned in, man, helping support the show, showing me love first and foremost, and then showing Miss Queen T love, man. Definitely appreciate y'all for being on the air with us tonight. And look, I hope the show in its entirety is definitely what you was looking for. I hope it was entertaining. But shout out to all my villains and villainettes, man.
Oh, shit. See, they getting mad at you, too, over there? Aw.
No, they not mad at me, Queen. You know, I'm the Murderland Prince.
Okay, then.
We all right. They know we on the air. We doing our thing.
All right, then. Well, let's go ahead and get into this next caller from the 612, my hometown, 770. You live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
What's good? It's Macatello, Bad Girl Music, Inc. and his bitch.
What's up with you, babe?
What's good? Chilling. Much love to Macatello Radio, Miss Queen T. And then also the new homeboy that's on there, man. Much love to you, too, bro.
Thank you, girl. Man, I'm trying to do my best. I'm over here trying to do my best. You think I'm doing a good job? Huh?
Yeah, man, you doing your thug fizzleness.
That's what's up. What's your hip-hop 101?
My hip-hop 101, you know what I'm saying? I'm a CEO, Bad Girl Music, Inc. I'm a rapper also, MC, how to rap all that good stuff, promoter. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot going on, baby, a lot going on.
Okay, that's what's up. So what information, what advice do you have to give to all of the aspiring artists, the upcoming artists that's trying to break out today in the industry?
I need artists to definitely step their game up, man, and stop talking about the same lollygagging stuff. You feel me? You know, I rep that New York all day, Bronx in the building. You feel me? But real talk, man. A lot of artists is like Homeboy said, the originality is killing people right now. Cause, you know what I'm saying, people with all these gimmicks and stuff like that, they don't want to be original. You know, what happened to all the storytellers and stuff, you feel me? What happened to all the real MCs that are talking about real shit? How you going to talk about crime and murder and, you know what I'm saying, you killing this person and killing that person, and nigga, the only thing on your rap sheet is a goddamn speeding ticket. You feel me? Like, that's the worst shit on your rap sheet is a speeding ticket or a DWI. Nigga, you ain't killed nobody, went to jail, did no time. The last time you ever did was a week in jail. You feel me? Like, I'm just tired of these so-called thugs, man. Like, they killing hip-hop. They killing the music. Stop with that bullshit. Okay, right. You want to be a gangster rapper, you know what I'm saying? Do some gangster shit. Don't just be a gangster rapper because you see these other motherfuckers that probably, for sure, really did kill motherfuckers in their lifetime or had to sell dope and all this stuff to get to where they had to get to. But don't try to imitate them off of some shit that you know you never really done. I hear a lot of rappers out here, especially in Minnesota, and also, you know what I'm saying, even in New York. I lived in Atlanta. I lived in California. You know what I'm saying? So I hear these, you know, so-called thugs or whatever, you know, little rap thugs, studio thugs at that. You know what I mean? I'm just tired of it, man. Like, damn, come with your own shit, you know? Be original. Talk about making it in the game, not killing niggas, literally, in the game.
Well, as a consumer yourself and myself, my personal opinion, and I done said this like a couple times tonight, is only when, you know, this is like voters going out to a poll. It's only,
yeah.
The state of hip-hop is only going to change when the consumer put their foot down and say, we're not willing to accept this bullshit that y'all putting out.
I mean, I feel you on that, but that's going to be, you know what I'm saying, a slippy slide thing going on as far as, like, the consumer saying that, because they just eating the shit up because it's bringing them money and clientele, but at the end of the day, that shit is hurting hip-hop, you know what I mean? A lot of niggas don't know that hip-hop and rap is two different things. A lot of niggas think that shit is the same, which is not.
Right. But
you feel me? But
you...
a lot of people these days still think that that's the same thing.
They do. They
do. Really not.
But you got to think, when it's money involved, people going to put their effort into what they're going to get money out of. And if the consumers are putting all of their dollars into the bullshit, then that's what we're going to – that's what – I'm not going to say we, but that's what the artists are more prone to create.
Artists are only going to be prone to create that because that's what they influenced by from the beginning. That's the only reason why – They gonna put that bullshit out. You feel me? They influenced by other artists. They can't be original for their own self to actually come out with their own shit. If you think about it, if you listen to these rappers, most rappers got the same lines. Most rappers say the same exact thing, but in a different little metaphor to try to tweak your brain and think that they saying something intelligent, but they really not. It's actually kind of ignorant.
But do you think
they sound good over a good ass beat? You feel me?
Right, I do feel you. But do you think that if the consumers stop supporting the music that they putting out, that they would change it up?
I believe so. I believe so. I believe they would.
And that's why I said it's totally up to the consumers of this market to change the market around. It's just like it's totally up to the people of this country. If they don't like the way that their government is working, it's totally up to the people to change that. And it's the same way in hip-hop. It's the same way in the music, in any genre of the music industry. If you don't like what you're getting, then you stop supporting it. And until the people stop supporting what they don't like, if they really don't like it, then I think it's just going to stay the same, or even worse, it's going to get worse.
Yeah, but if you think about it, even if the consumer stops supporting it, some, you know what I'm saying, the shit is, at the end of the day, it's still going to end up getting supported either way. You know what I mean? Because, like, right now, people don't even really support mainstream artists, you know what I mean? They download their shit. They don't go out there and actually buy the CD no more. So what do you think an independent artist that begs people to buy their CDs every single day, you know what I'm saying, or buy their mixtapes every single day is going to get? You feel me? Like, if an independent artist was smart, you know what I mean, they will sell their CD for $2 or $1 per person that buy their CD. And I'm not trying to lowball them, but think about it. If you get a million people to buy your CD, you made $1 million off of $1 per CD. But a lot
right.
of people ain't going to think like that because money rules the world, as they say. But at
also,
the end of the day, you can't go to heaven or hell or to the grave with money.
Also,
that's what a lot of people need to realize.
Also, for an artist to sell their music or their project at $1 and to generate that many followers, that would take work. And a lot of the artists, in my opinion, today aren't willing to put in that type of work.
No, they not, because they lazy, bro. They lazy.
Exactly.
Some of them is lazy. Some of them ain't trying to put in no type of work. They feel the thing should be handed to them. And I'm a promoter, and I see it all the time. You feel me? Like, you know, I promote shows and stuff, and, you know, I give out money and stuff like that. You know, I pretty much give one-third of my proceedings of what I make from the show to the artists. And they
right.
still feel you should hand them more than that. You know what I mean? So I understand what you're saying, man. Shit is just crazy. Artists need to open up they eyes sometimes and realize, you know what I'm saying, look, it's not other people that's stopping your shine. It's you.
Right. Exactly. That's true. We need to get out here. People, artists need to get out here, especially the artists that's putting it down and actually putting work and effort into their craft. They need to go ahead and start the campaign, just like these politicians do. You spread the word, campaign, and if
right.
and if this particular bullshit is not what the consumers want to hear, then we need to give them something else that they need.
Yep.
So yeah, dog. Like I love your input. Love your input, Miss Queen. What you got to add to this?
I'm just listening to y'all. I'm glad y'all are working. Y'all agreeing with stuff. I want to, first of all, Mecca, y'all can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can. Okay, I'm just checking. Remember when we was talking about the April 10th event or whatever, and I told you I wanted to talk about bringing the out-of-town dude in?
Yeah, that.
That's him. That's him. They got a really big following out there. Trying to get his ass. He didn't answer my phone call when we were trying to book the artist, so I already put him on blast earlier.
Oh, okay. Mecca, I apologize so much for that, too, you know. And I don't even want to say, he apologized. Don't apologize to me, 30. You should have been there. But
right.
I'm definitely.
You feel me? It's all good, man. You feel me? I'm a cool cat. You feel me? But don't worry about it, dog. I got something major coming up May 8th that I haven't put out yet. Matter of fact, fuck it, why don't I just talk about it for a second right now? You know what I mean? For all my, you know what I'm saying, artists out there in Minnesota, Chicago, if you had any sister stay close to Minnesota, holler at your little folk, man. I'm looking for artists to open up for Gorilla Zone. That's just what it is right there. I just said it.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to be coming from D.C.,
okay, well, shit, come from D.C. It is what it is. Let's make it happen.
Let's
and
make it.
When I throw shows at Aqua and concerts like that, I actually pay my artists. You dig? You actually
right.
get paid. It's a paid gig for y'all.
Well, that's Bill. Mecca, that's Bill. Let's build and let's make this right. Let's do it the right way.
Right. That's how I like to do it, you know what I mean? You know, local artists need to get paid, too, for their talents. They shouldn't have to always pay to play. How about get paid sometimes?
Well, we're going to build that. We're going to build that. Hey, Mecca, all I can really tell you is I love your input. Love your input. And I definitely look forward to working with you live-wise in the future, soon in the future.
Oh, that's a bad, bro.
For sure.
So, Mecca, when 30 come in the building, you know what I'm saying, they do this Patron night, so, like I was telling you. So 30, how many bottles of Patron does the club need to have? How much do y'all usually go through a night?
It depends. What, you got fifths or you got half a gallon?
We got both. Aqua got both.
Oh, you got both?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do 10 half a gallons then, because we like to get the crowd involved. So it's a Patron night. We do it, let's do it. So when we get the bottles, we're trying to pour shots for everybody so that everybody can have a good time that night.
Okay, well, we need to make that happen. Since you can't come to my April 10th show, we need to make that happen May 8th for sure.
April 10th is actually the date that I was looking forward to being out there, but I mean.
Goddamn, if you're going to make it April 10th, then get your ass up here. Make sure you wear your hottest black outfit, you dig? Because it's all black everything.
I'm going to get my black ass up there on April 10th, and we're going to have all black
Becca, 30. Yeah, I forgot. It's an all-black affair, so 30 can come in there butt-ass naked. Fuck me.
Man, what? You know, I'm dark-skinned, so I'm in. I'm dark-skinned as a motherfucker, and we... Girl, don't...
Real shit, though, man. I would appreciate it if you be there, bro. It's really going to be nice, man. And you know what I'm saying? The artists going to be doing their thing on stage. We also going to be in that bitch partying. So it's really going to be nice, man. It opens up. Doors open up at Aqua, April 10th, 10 o'clock to 2 a.m. We going to party all the way to fucking till 2 a.m. Fuck it. We in that bitch until 2:01. You feel me?
Miss Queen, going to give me the information tonight, and I'm looking forward to being up there April the 10th.
And you make sure personally, man, when you see me, you'll know that I'm Macachello, because you'll be like, oh, this little nigga right here that's throwing all this shit up there. Okay, yeah, that's her. So you'll know exactly who I am.
That's what's up. Hey, man, I'm looking forward to being up there April the 10th, and I'm looking forward to meeting and greeting everybody that I come in contact with. Miss Queen T going to make sure that she introduced me to all... Everybody that I need to be introduced to, I'm going to introduce myself to everybody else, and we're going to make it happen, April the 10th.
That's a bet, man. Hey, Miss Queen, before you let me go, can I throw some little shout-outs and stuff?
Go ahead, boo, go ahead, definitely.
Can I go ahead and get a little plug real quick, a little plug?
Girl,
the mic is yours, the mic is yours.
I bet that. I don't really use my Twitter like that, but for all my peoples on Twitter, make sure y'all follow me. Macachello, Meccachello. You could Google me and put in Macachello. You'll find about 20,000. You'll find probably about 20,000 states and shit about me. Also, make sure y'all be at Terminal Bar for all my Minnesota people. Terminal Bar is going down this Friday. You feel me? April 5th. My artist benefit show, and then right after that is going to be Aqua with my homeboy and everybody else in the motherfucking city going to be up in there. We're going to shut the city down at Aqua April 10th. And then after that, I got the Blue Now April 12th. Make sure y'all be there right there off of East Franklin Avenue. Shit's going to be hot. You feel me? And it's called Minnesota Stand Up. You know who's the hottest rapper singing in Minnesota, all that good shit, part two. We're about to kill it. And then after that, man, I'm just going to keep throwing shit at y'all, man. Real talk. So shit's just going to be crazy. I want y'all to get ready, man. It's definitely going to be a Bad Girl Music Inc., you know what I'm saying, / Next to Blow Radio, you know what I'm saying, you know, events for the summertime and the fall. I'm taking over. Real talk.
That's what's up right there, man. Definitely.
You got to come out here so you can be at all the events. We need to make this your second home.
I'm looking forward to being out there on the 10th. But man, y'all make sure that y'all, like, I mean, I be busy too. We all working, but if y'all give me enough time in advance, I'm gonna try to make sure that I get up there to see y'all as frequently as possible.
Bet that. Oh, shit, my bad before I dip. Blue Nile again, May 10th for my Minnesota, number one Minnesota MC battle rap. You know what I'm saying? I got the MC battlers coming out in Minnesota to do their motherfucking thing. I'm bringing King of the Ring, Queen of the Ring, URL. Let's go. All right, I'm done.
That's what's up, Mecca, man. I love your input. Definitely had a good time speaking with you.
For sure. Appreciate it. Miss Queen, holler at me, girl.
I got you. I can't make it this weekend. I'm going out of town, so I hope you have a good event.
But I know you'll be at All Black Everything.
Mm-hmm. You already know.
All Black Everything.
All Black Everything.
If I could wear you, 30, I would wear you.
I want everybody drawers, socks, motherfucking everything black, nigga. I want you to wear a black toothpaste on your shit. Like, no, let me stop.
No, man.
I appreciate y'all so much. All right, appreciate you too.
All right,
bye, y'all. Be easy.
You too.
Definitely. Shout out to Mecca. She be rocking with Next to Blow Radio. If y'all don't know, all them events I be promoting on Facebook, it's because of Mecca Cello, Bad Girls Music, Inc. Shout out to her for, you know what I'm saying, linking up, networking, you know what I'm saying, with Next to Blow Radio. Definitely appreciate all the love she's been giving us over here. So shout out to her. Check her out. So we're going to get into the next caller out of the 228 area code. Caller 228-369. You're live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Shit, what's good? What's good? It's Gator, Gator King, out of Mississippi, coming in showing Miss Queen T some love. You know, that's all.
What's up with you?
Yo,
oh,
Gator,
yeah, well,
I know you know me, but
bad.
I want to introduce you to my
co-host.
What's happening with you, my nigga?
Man, nothing much, man, enjoying the show. That's all, listening to y'all, getting a lot of feedback.
Hey, man, we loving it, too. We loving the feedback, man. I'm glad to hear everybody calling in and giving their input on the subject tonight.
So, Gator, do you have any music 101, hip-hop 101 for the artist?
Oh, man, I can't tell you. I don't know 101 for nobody because I'm still learning myself. I'm just enjoying, you know, all the opinions about the music industry, learning everything as I grow as an artist.
That's what's up. How
are you
doing?
All right, you have any, like, shout-outs you want to give, anything you want to promote, any projects you're working on or anything like that?
Oh, man, I took a real, you know, sit back and on music because I got had a health problem. But, I mean, I'm back on my music now. I got a couple mixtapes I'm doing by myself because a lot of people, you know, change don't. That happens when you're on music.
Right.
So, Brandon, I'm trying to link back up with you because, you know, you was a major supporter when I was coming up. So just showing back the love that you were showing me.
Appreciate it. You know, you've been rocking me since day one, since I started radio a few years back. So I definitely appreciate that. And when you get some drop some new music, make sure you hit my inbox for the email or whatever so I can definitely get that music over here.
Of course. You know, I bring that, you know, stay on the low to you. Y'all playing that for a while, and I got a lot of feedback from that from people I didn't even know heard the song. So got to bring some more music out.
Definitely. Go ahead and give out your Twitter name for the listeners and stuff.
Okay. You can follow me at 20 Gator King, all caps, 11. That's 20 Gator King, all caps, 11.
You know what? I'm going to say something. On Twitter, caps don't matter with the username, so they can lower cap and still follow you.
Hey, they can do it that way, too. I mean, I'm getting back on Twitter, so whatever works for them.
All right then. All right, thank you, Gator. I got
Gator.
I was about to put his government name out there, but I ain't gonna do that.
No, yeah, people looking for me then.
All right, shout out to Gator. You know, say for calling in Mississippi. Mississippi in the hills. Definitely. So basically, I want to let everybody know if you guys are looking for any promotional needs, anything like that, I'll get it in. So if y'all need some promo done, anything like that in that nature, get at me, 612-423-0684 at Miss Queen T on Facebook, Miss Queen T promo on Facebook. I mean, Miss Queen T on Twitter, my bad. You can ask Sturdy. I'll be flooding his motherfucking Twitter account sometimes,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do, and I love every tweet. I make sure that I embrace it.
Definitely. So, and also, if you guys are looking for Twitter followers, y'all need extra help, you know, basically running y'all Twitter account. Well, definitely we can cross-promote like that. I get your followers. I promote your music or whatever, you know what I'm saying, in exchange for, you know what I'm saying, help you guys out, you know, taking control of you guys' Twitter. I ain't going to change the password or nothing like that. If you guys need help with that extra Twitter shit, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? You already know. So let's get into another caller from the 310-402. You're live on Next to Blow Radio with your girl, Miss Queen T and 3030, the Murderland Prince. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi.
I'm calling.
LA.
Say that again.
I'm calling from LA.
Oh, okay. West Coast. What up, my nogga?
Yeah, they Rico, man. What's happening?
Ain't too much, man. We in here chilling, Miss Queen T, 3030 DMP. What's your hip hop 101 tonight?
And right now, man, I'm just in the city, trying to network with different artists. I've been hustling myself, you know, trying to do it myself out of my pocket. So I need to try to mess with some artists now. Like, I can't do it myself anymore. Like, it ain't even working, so I'm trying to network with some more dudes.
So basically you saying networking is definitely a big part of the 101.
Yeah, I mean, I really ain't been doing like that. Like, I just was selling drugs and, you know, doing my stuff in the street, traveling state to state, and, you know, trying to just rap about what I go through. But now, after like doing like two albums, pushing in the streets of Atlanta, I'm about ready to, you know, branch out, start doing the radio thing.
That's what's up, my nigga. What's your take on hip hop present day?
Right now, everybody trying to eat. Everybody, it's a free plate out there. Everybody getting a little money. You know, it don't take much for you to get a deal. All you gotta do is get on the radio. So, you know, everybody want that little $2 million deal after taxes, like $1 million plus your manager fee. $750,000. Everybody trying to get that little money. So, you know, I mean, putting out a lot of trash, but it is what it is right now. Folks trying to eat because they coming from the ghetto. We black people. We coming from the bottom. We just got out of slavery not too long ago.
Right. I can dig it. So, I mean, like, as far as hip hop in its present state, do you feel like, I mean, is it a go, or is it like you see the artists, they slacking, or is they, you know, they doing their thing? What you think?
I mean, the producers are making some bangers. Like, it don't take much right now. Like, if you hook up with the right producer, you get the right beat, it's a go. Like, the rap, but these artists. No, it's the same thing. Like, everybody think they can talk about some gangster stuff and make it like a format. You act like you gangster, act like you this, that, and the other. And then you can get on the radio, you can get a little following because, you know, people going to appreciate the fact that you making something happen. But with me, I actually went state to state. I know a lot of people because I play basketball also. I know a lot of people in Atlanta, Virginia, Houston, Cali. And I feel like a lot of people know me through the hustling, too. So I can actually speak about stuff from the heart. And when it comes from the heart, everybody's going to feel it. And then the record sales will come up. But a lot of people now, they can't sell any records. Like, I don't want to call out Trinidad James. I mean, he made a good song, but ain't nobody going to buy his album. And that's been a formula for a lot of artists, especially coming out of Atlanta. Like, you could just make songs and get on the radio, but ain't nobody going to buy your album. But people out here want to listen to some real music. They want to hear some, they want to see some Tupac or see some Jay-Z. They want to feel the vibe. They want to put it in a car, put CD player on, just ride and listen to the whole thing. But you can't really get that right now in hip-hop.
True that.
All right. What happened?
I said, I'm coming, though. I'm working on something right now. I'm working with No Limit artist, Miss Chi. I'm finna drop something that I really be doing in the streets. So maybe that'll help.
Well, hey, my homie Ali Boy over there, man, doing this thing. So I'm looking for big things out the No Limit camp myself, man. Just basically in support for him. But if you're doing your thing in that way, I'm looking to hear what you got coming too.
Yeah, man, I want to request my song. They played my song last week. I mean, I need to hear it again. I want everybody to hear it.
What was the name of your song?
Still Counting.
Phil Collins. Oh, yeah, yep, yep. Okay, I'm going to definitely get into that song. Yeah, we have played it, yep.
Yeah, man, well, this is down for me, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, shout out to everybody over there on the West Coast doing their thing. Definitely got big love for the West Coast all day, every day. And, man, keep calling in. Make sure you keep calling in and listening to the Miss Queen T, Miss McGossie show next to Blow Radio. And we're going to hold it down for you. Thanks for showing us love tonight.
That's a bit, though.
All right,
definitely. Yo, Rico, thank you for calling. I got your song uploaded and ready to play. So when I get into this last mix, your song will definitely be in the mix, okay? Bill Collins.
Remember, tweet me, sir.
What happened?
Tweet me, still count playing up. That helps out a lot. I need some more plays on Reverb.
Okay, definitely. And I'm going to link you up with my co-host, too, 3030, so y'all definitely can follow each other, too, okay?
That's a bit.
Definitely. Make sure you do that, Monago, for sure.
That's a bit, though.
All right. All right, Rico, don't go nowhere. Let's get into another caller from the 70. I'm sorry. The switchboard just fucked up. 763202, you're live. Who is this and where you calling from?
Hello?
Yeah, what's good? Nino Brown holding it down for the sound, man.
What's good? What's happening with you, my nigga?
Oh, man, just chilling, man. You know, getting in tune with the show, you know, always, you know. Holding it down, seeing how y'all doing.
That's what's
up. Me know.
What's up, man, boy? How you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. I missed you the other day. Where was you at?
Oh, man, long story. I tried to get out there, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you need somebody to, you know, help you out, you know, people always, you know, got their excuses, but it's cool.
Yeah, I went out there. Me, Rello, and Scooter Moore and a couple other people went out there to show our love and our respects or whatever. I saw Juice out there, though, so.
Oh, for real?
Yep, I ran into him. Yo, April 10th, are you going to be there April 10th? Aren't you performing?
Yeah, you know, I'm performing, you know, do my thing. You know, I got new hits coming out, so I'm just giving my all April 10th. And actually, it's Friday, too.
Oh, okay, you at Mecca's event. Oh, okay, at the Terminal Bar.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to. I'm trying to hit every event. I'm trying to really get my name out here, you know. Like, I got to go all in. Real. All right.
Definitely. Yo, go ahead and hit us with your music 101 real quick, and then we're going to get into the next caller, and then we're going to get in. I'm going to play one of your guys' tracks on Trick Productions tonight, too.
All right, cool. That's appreciative. I'll just listen to the whole show, just, you know, reflecting on how music was and shit, and, like, I don't know, I just feel like it ain't been the same since, you know, since some Pac and Biggie days, you know what I'm saying, because, like, that was originality right there, so now it's, like, all this trend shit going on, and, you know what I'm saying, so it's hard for, you know, real artists, you know, we get overlooked, you know what I'm saying, when you got everybody else, you know, going this way when you trying to go this way, so that shit is crazy to me, you know.
Definitely can understand that one right there, my brother, for sure. I feel you for sure on that one right there.
Man. I think about that shit every day.
I'm gonna keep this short, but what you think we can do to change that?
Me personally, I think, for everybody just stay in their lane, you know, I mean, eventually, you know, everybody will kick in, you know, they'll be like, damn, this person or these people ain't never switched up, you know, let's see what they talking about, you know, because sooner or later the trend go, you know, it's going to go down, it's always like that, you know what I'm saying? always like that, you know what I'm saying? The real get overlooked, so, you know, just stay in your lane, and then, you know, you shall shine.
So you're saying basically persistence is the key.
Yeah, persistence.
That's
for
what's
sure.
up. That's what's up. My nog, I feel you. That's a good, I like the input. Love the input.
Appreciate it. Real.
Definitely. Thank you, Nino. And, you know, do you have a Twitter? I tried texting you because I don't know your Twitter account.
Yeah. You know, I've gotten in tune with that Twitter finally, you know, last time and they had it. But check me out at IMG_Nino Brown. That's the Twitter, or just follow me on Facebook at Nino Brown.
Hey, Nino, you said you was calling out the 703, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you right in Virginia then?
No, he in my city.
I'm up
there. 703?
I just got that area call, yeah. I got 763, yeah.
Oh, you said 763. I thought you said 703. Oh, well, my fault, Nino, man. Hey,
it's,
you know, sometimes I get kind of hard of hand, but I've been sipping a little bit. But, you know, I definitely love your input, man. Thanks for keeping it honest and keeping it 100%.
Man, I appreciate it. Ain't nothing, man. Just got to keep it real, man. That's all.
That's what's up, hey. That's all we can expect. That's what I hope for out of everybody.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Okay. All right, Nino, don't go nowhere, okay? Shout out to you. And we're going to take one more caller. I see the 612, the 310. You know what I'm saying? If you guys are trying to go live with us, make sure you guys press the 1. We're going to get into one more caller, then we're going to get into a mix. So calling from the 770 area code, 676. You're live. I'm next to Blow Radio. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Yo, this King John Doe. I'm calling from Northside ATL. What's happening with it?
What's happening with you, Managa?
Man, just cooling, dog. Just cooling out here trapping this music, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my artist, Henny White, HWMG Multimedia. Man, you know what I'm saying? We just out here trapping music, doing shows, my dude. You know what I'm saying? I had to call in and give a shout out next to Blow. Because I feel like, hey, yo, we make, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we next to Blow.
Hey, that's what's up, Managa. Hey, tell me this. What's your hip-hop 101?
Man, I'm going to be trill with you, and I'm going to keep it 1,000, homeboy. Right now, in the state of hip-hop, it's just like everybody else called earlier, you know what I'm saying? It's all about money, you know what I'm saying? And the only way that it's going to change is the consumer going to have to change it. And as long as the consumer keeps spending that almighty dollar on one thing, that's what it's going to be, you know what I'm saying? That's what everybody going to have to ride with. I'm sorry, that's just how it is. But fortunately, we here down here in the South, we got some real good music. If you check out my artist, Henny White, I do music. That's what we about, you know what I'm saying? We got these Southern rap tunes down here. All that bubblegum bullshit that they talking about with that mainstream, we don't know nothing about that. All we know is these Southern rap tunes.
Hey, you hit the nail on the head right there. And I'm going to agree with you 100% on responsibility of the consumer to change what's going on in the industry right nowadays. You hit it on that. Hey, that's my opinion 100% right there, homie.
Yeah, because the main thing is, you know, I can't tell you how to spend your money. You know what I'm saying? That's your money. So if you want to spend your money on that, I mean, and if a majority want to spend their money on that, you know, in the absence of the truth, bullshit will prevail. I'm sorry, but that's just it.
No doubt. Hey, I feel you 100% on that one right there. You're 100% right in my opinion.
And I tell people all the time, man, hip-hop ain't dead, man. It just lives underground, you know what I'm saying? It's alive and beat. And right now, dog, you know what I'm saying, me, my artists, and my whole camp, dog, and we underground kings right now, you dig? And we're going to be down here until we push it back mainstream and let people know what it really is. It's real artists out here that's really grinding, that has a really artistic craft about what they do, you know what I'm saying? They can really put words together, you know? It's just the fact that, like you said, you know, if the consumer, if that's what they want, you know, the people with the money, that's what they're going to pump in order to flip their dollar, because they're not going to spend no money in order to make some money. That's the main thing. So in order for these independent artists out here, the only thing what they got to do is put their stuff together, put their pennies together, get with other artistic artists like themselves, put their pennies together, put them together, do some shows, take your profit, go back in the studio, do it again, and flip your money three times over. That's what you call trapping music right now, my friend.
Exactly. Hey, 100%. Hey, you know what? Let them know how they could follow you, man, and stay up with you and make sure that they can get in touch with you after you get off the phone here tonight.
Oh, man, they can catch me on Twitter at KingJah357, KINGJAH. 357. You can also follow my artist Henny White, HENNYWHYTE, and you can go to the website hennywhitemusic.com, and music spelled MUZIK. And we're gonna bring some real hip hop music back to the scene. You know what I'm saying? We're an independent label doing it our way. You know what I mean? And any artist out there that, you know what I'm saying, that's really serious about their craft, we got you over here. We also print up banners, flyers, CD covers, inserts, whatever you serious about doing. If you serious about your craft, it takes dough to make bread. So if you got to spend your money on your craft, you need to do it strategically. I tell artists this all the time. Spend your money in the right places with the right people. Like, you know what I'm saying, a girl was saying earlier, you know, the queen was saying how she promotes and things like that. All these independent artists need to get with a woman like that that's actually doing some things, you know what I'm saying, that can help you out. That's the main thing. You got to help each other out. One person can't build Rome. You got to have a team.
That's what's up, my nigga. You absolutely right.
I salute everybody that calls in. I salute everybody that's DJing. I salute everybody that's grinding. You know what I'm saying? Look out for my artist mixtape coming out in the summer. We actually got the album out right now. What Up World? You can cop that on iTunes. We actually got it in Walmart and Best Buys right now. Also, we're going to drop the mixtape this summer, Grind Life, to let these real artists know what it is. And we grinding, and you want some, if you got 16 bars to spit, holler at us, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we working. HWMG Multimedia. Hey, you can Google us. Hey, we working, dog. Get at us.
Would you say the name of the CD was again?
It's going to be Grind Life, but the one that's out right now, the album already out. What Up World? Henny White.
I'm going to go and check that out. I'm going to go and check that out tomorrow.
Please do. What Up World?
Okay, that's what's up, man. I appreciate it.
Man,
look,
appreciate it.
I had linked you guys up on Twitter, too. So.
All right, bet. I appreciate the show. I appreciate y'all grind because y'all doing positive things, you know what I'm saying? And like old boy said earlier, you know what I'm saying, what's the sense in making some songs about shooting up the community and banging and all of that shit? You're supposed to be trying to get out of the community and then give back to where you came from so you can help the next individual. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Hey, make sure Miss Queen T says she just linked us up. Make sure you follow me. I'm going to follow you right back. We need to link up.
I got you, dog. I got you. Hey,
what's up, my dog?
All right. Love.
All right. Well, it's coming to the end of the show, 30-30. We got like 10 minutes left in the show, you feel me? And so I'm going to, you know, let you. Before we get into our last shout outs, I want to bring this caller in real quick. From the 347 area code. This is Doc right here. Doc, is that you?
Yeah, what's poppin'?
What's your music 101? I know you've been tuning through the whole show, so shout out to you.
Alright. My music 101, honestly, for any new artist, is I really was going to see what a lot of these other people said, but one thing I didn't hear anybody say is artists find a style that you could run with and that you feel comfortable with. And not something that you heard already made. That's the best thing to do as far as an artist coming up, trying to make a name for yourself. Find a style that you can really be comfortable with.
That's what's up. But you don't think that a lot of artists is getting comfortable with doing what's trendy right now?
I'm saying, like, if you feel, this is my thing about doing what's trendy. If you're going to do what's trendy, like I said, do it with your style. That's the best way I could look at it. Like, because regardless of what, like, if you
A lot of people will stick to what they know and what's best and get no recognition at all.
Right.
But once you take the time to go try what you're not used to trying, which is what's trendy with your own style, people will notice and pay attention at the same time because it's like, oh, yeah, we're used to hearing this, but hold on. You added something different to it? All right. At least you got the followers paying attention. Like,
right. Okay. I could dig it. So basically originality is your hip-hop 101.
Basic creativity.
Right,
I agree with you.
Real shit, right there.
With what you got going on.
Real shit, right there, man. I'm gonna say what I've been saying all night. The creativity. I would love to hear a lot of the new artists come in the industry and present their creativity on a level that we haven't seen. But I just still think, and I'm always think until I see a change, that it's the consumers that's putting their finances and time into the music that these artists put out. It's going to be up to them to change the way the music is going right now.
Exactly.
So that's what's up, man. What's your Twitter information and everything?
Say that again?
I said, what's your Twitter information, Facebook, Instagram? Let us know.
Oh, yeah. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at DATGOW89. And on Instagram, name is Scrap87. And on Facebook, just type in Josh Smith and you're going to see the Brooklyn face. That's all I can say. There's probably like a million other Josh Smiths up there. You know, that ain't my real name and all that, but I just felt like I just throw an alias on Facebook to make one, so.
Doc, can you go ahead and give out your Twitter? I'm trying to find you on Twitter. You said DATGOW89?
Nah, DATVVOW.
Okay.
89. It's that vowel.
Alright, definitely. Thank you for calling in.
I'm looking
Go ahead.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow being on Hell No Next to Blow for y'all playing a couple of my tracks on there as well. So all the listeners that's tuning in now, tune in tomorrow as well, because hopefully you'll be hearing some of them Doc tracks.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing what you got to play, my nigga. I'm definitely trying to hear creativity that you're telling me about right now. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Queen T played Where Your Guns At earlier. That was me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then, my nigga, let's link up, man, and definitely keep representing what you're preaching. I definitely love that. Keep representing what you're preaching.
Always, man. It was good listening. I had fun listening to all the advice, too.
That's what's up, my nigga. Hey, me too. Me and you both had fun listening to it tonight.
All right, I learned a lot. Picked up a lot of extra details. And, man, cut it out with Queen T, man. You're going to get to Michigan sooner, man.
Wait, what did you say?
I just told him to cut it out with you, man. You're going to get out there soon, man. They ain't got to keep
stressing. Well, we got to entertain the people. This is a show as well. Even, you know, me and Miss Queen T, we got us a thing going on. So when I get out there, we're going to put on a show. It's always a show. We're going to put on a show when I get out there. You hear me?
I noticed. I can imagine what the show going to be like when it's y'all to a person. Like... A classical show. That's going to be a classic show right there.
We're going to do that, man. We're going to do that. I definitely look forward to linking up with you, man. Make sure you get up with me. I don't know if we following each other on Twitter right at the moment, but make sure that you get up with me. I'm going to follow you right back, and we're going to continue to build. All right.
Say no more. Queen T, man. Send me that information about that promotion joint. You know, I need that mixtape just dropped 2 weeks ago. You know, I could use some more numbers on that.
All right, definitely. I got you. All right,
y'all take it easy.
I'm gonna hit you up.
All right,
you too.
All right,
yo, 30. We're going to have to hurry up. We got like 3 minutes left. You feel me? I'm going to play a little bit of this last song, Rico song or whatever he called in for that. But I want you to give your shout outs real quick and your links and all that stuff real quick.
All right, everybody, man. I first want to just tell everybody to call in. Thank you for calling in, giving us your input, your Hip Hop 101. Appreciate that 100%. Doing what you're doing. You can link up with me at 3030DMP. That's on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you name it. It's all the same on each one, so we ain't going to get into nothing different. Also, you can go to GangsterChroniclesMusic.com and just check out what we got. We got a lot for everybody. You know, it's not just music. Like I said before, we do movies, cartoons, toys, and a whole lot more. So definitely stay tuned with us, man. And look, represent. If it's creativity that you want, to all the consumers that's listening, make sure that these artists are out here putting in work. Y'all spending y'all money on this product. So make sure they working hard to give y'all what y'all want. That's to the consumers right there. To the artists, make sure y'all stay on your grind, and if you ain't on your grind, step your game up. If you want to be relevant, then make yourself relevant, for real.
Definitely. All right, 30, it was nice having you co-host with me tonight. I appreciate it. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you.